much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Doesn't it look like I am ready? I am always ready. I have been ready since first call. I am ready. Roll.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Where are the white women at?
Kevin and Bean, calling from the beautiful island of Oahu, Hawaii. Just wanted to wish the morning show a big aloha. Aloha! With doo-doo on it.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
In session and called to order.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Chew on that, you clown.
Roll another one.
Thanks, Kevin Bean. Fire beer,
man. Just like the other one.
Is this your idea of getting
this
jiggy with it?
Seems to be about to quit.
Has anyone ever known a good person
I
named Kevin?
Another day.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
Swing and a miss.
Roll another one.
What about poop?
What about poop?
Just like the other one.
I'm Larry Flint. I approve this message.
This one seems to be about.
This man, I do not know.
I don't have another cent.
Chakra? Do you guys need some extra tampons, too?
But don't bug out that joint.
Oh, ha-ha!
Just pass it around.
This is magical.
But don't bug out that joint, my friend.
Well, are you referring to Black Gentlemen in Paris?
Just pass it.
And now.
Anyway, a little bit later on this morning, a live performance from K-Rock and from Paramore.
Yeah.
Coming
Paramore's
up.
The name of the band. They'll be doing the live performance.
Coming up on the Kevin
need to
the
lay
Beach
down.
Show.
Hey, you know what's fun? Alcohol.
Our feature presentation.
Or weed. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is a Friday morning, and it is the 7th of June.
Yeah. Finally Friday, kids.
Yay.
Finally. Well, I got a very exciting story to start with today. I love so much. I don't think I could have predicted this one would happen. It's a jury in Texas that was faced with the case of Mr. Ezekiel Gilbert, 30 years old. He's been in prison since 2009 as his case wound its way through the Texas justice system. And he finally had his day in court. He is accused of shooting a prostitute. He shot a woman named Lenora Frago in the neck on Christmas Eve 2009. By the way, I love that they had a prostitute on Christmas Eve. Nothing says spirit of the holidays like hiring a hooker. She's 23 years old. He shot her in the neck. She became paralyzed and died 7 months later. So, of course, he was arrested and charged with her murder.
Wow.
So that was the case in front of the jury. Well, he was acquitted.
Really?
Because of a law in Texas that allows people to use deadly force to recover their own property.
So he said she was stealing from him?
He paid for her. He paid her $150 for sex.
Yeah,
she left without having sex and instead gave the money to the driver and tried to leave the scene. So she shows up with her, you know, driver slash bodyguard. He hands over the $150 and she, not a lot of details in the story, but it sounds the way it reads to me. It sounds like then she gets in the car and tries to drive away. So he shoots her.
But
so he said, I paid $150 for sex.
But wait, that's illegal.
She left without giving me sex, so she stole my property, was his defense.
And they let him go?
Yes.
What?
He was acquitted. Prosecutors argued that the Texas law was put in place for law-abiding citizens, not people trying to force others into prostitution. But his defense was that he was justified because this wasn't really prostitution. It was a scam to steal his money and that he never intended to kill the woman. He said, look, it wasn't prostitution because she didn't have sex with me and wasn't planning on it. She was just trying to steal my money. They were running a Craigslist scam.
Wow.
And they bought it.
Yes. Is that a crazy, crazy story?
USA!
Right?
USA! USA!
The man embraced his attorneys when the not guilty verdict was read in court. I sincerely regret the loss of life of Ms. Frago. I've been in a mental prison the last 4 years of my life. I have nightmares. If I see guns on TV where people are getting killed, I change the channel.
So wow, it must be rough on him, yeah. The guy that shot her in the neck.
No picnic for him either.
Come on.
But in his defense, literally, it wasn't prostitution. He got robbed.
It was intended prostitution, though. I mean, that's why he was paying her. Seems like that's
illegal. So if it had been drugs, if it had been a drug deal gone bad, he would have won that too, and he wouldn't have been trying to buy drugs because they never intended to sell him the drugs.
Right.
There well, that Lisa is good May. News for gangs everywhere in Texas.
Call up Saturday mornings for Lisa May's legal advice.
But
legal,
this is,
legal advice show.
This is Texas. This is the law in Texas. I don't think it's the same in California, for instance.
No, but I said in Texas.
Yeah, if you had been on that jury, you may have had to hold your nose to make that verdict. But it sounds like, according to the law, that's a reasonable interpretation.
Yes, it does.
No, that's all janky. There's something wrong there.
I'm not saying we like it. I'm just saying, according to the law in Texas, it sounds like, well, I mean, it sounds like what the jury came back with, I guess.
Huh.
But I'm sad anytime there's a dead hooker. You know that.
That poor guy, even when he sees a gun on TV, he has to turn it. I mean, that's bad for him, right?
Yeah, see, it's not a picnic for him either.
He's suffering.
Exactly. So, good times. So, keep that in mind if you're in the mood to get a hooker.
I don't know that that's the message.
Shoot someone. Maybe Texas is where you go.
I'm sure that's the message. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
If you think that's necessary, I suppose I could survive it. But I suppose I'd prefer not to.
That's not your choice. I'm sorry. You slept with your friend's mom or dad.
You did?
I'm saying that's the call-in topic. Slept with your friend's mom or dad.
He's just like, who told you? Why are you accusing me?
She did seem very guilty right there just for a second.
She was very quick on that.
We have Man of Steel tickets for you.
Awesome.
Got that coming up. We have the movie beat because it is Friday. And most importantly, we have The Lonely Island.
Yes.
In studio. Brand new album, The Whack Album, comes out today. Very excited about having the guys in the 7 o'clock hour. So that's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat.
It is Friday morning here on the world-famous K-Rock. Ralph Garman joins us. Time for our very first look at the show biz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Happy National Donut Day, everybody.
Woo-hoo!
Muggs is very excited about that.
Could anyone be happier?
How did he not already know?
I don't know, but Dunkin' Donuts is celebrating by giving customers a free donut with the beverage purchase of your choice. So if you're going for a cup of coffee, boom, you got a free donut right there in your face.
Love it.
All right.
How about that?
Is it Dunkin' Donuts that came out with some new product this week? I didn't click on it, but it seemed to involve it's some sort of a breakfast sandwich that is in a donut that has bacon in it and all sorts of stuff.
It is a donut bacon sandwich.
Sounds really? Like the perfect
donut,
beer mug food.
That sounds terrible.
We have to get one for Mugs. You're right.
We have to get a dozen for Mugs.
Yeah. I'm a big Double D fan from way back because it's an East Coast phenomenon mostly.
Oh,
Dunkin'
it is
Donuts.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just starting to make its way out here, but. I highly recommend it. If you're a donut aficionado like myself, you'll love yourself some Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm not being paid to say that or anything. I just love that joint. All right, let's get to the show business. It's good to be Adam Levine of Maroon 5.
For what reason this time?
Well, first of all, Kevin loves to give love to Maroon 5. He always has.
Well,
I remember if it was yesterday. I remember Kevin. There was a big room full of people, and Kevin kept telling us to give love.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
Yeah.
True. Plus, you can hate this country and still live in it.
That's
people
right.
People still adore you.
And apparently, for the past couple months, he has been seeing a young lady.
Yes.
A dating young lady by the name of, let me see if I get this right, Nina Agdal is her name. You may be familiar with her if you've seen the Sports Illustrated bathing suit issue, or if you've seen that Carl's Jr. ad featuring the young lady eating the burger on the beach.
Yes. Yeah.
That's Adam Levine's girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's one of them,
that's
probably
what he goes home to every night.
Yeah.
Or most nights when he's not in the bed of some other Victoria's Secret model.
Well, he's also in a rock band that sells arenas out all over the world, and he's on one of the biggest shows on TV. He's got all of those things
got
happening.
That going for him.
Asshole.
Yeah. Right? And Kevin
keeps telling people to give him love, well, which I just think is wonderful.
I don't think he needs it anymore.
Dude, okay. While we're talking about romance, Amanda Bynes is in love again. You may remember her rapping that she wanted Drake to murder her vagina.
Yes.
Right.
Well, now it seems like she wants someone else to murder her vagina.
All right.
She tweeted last Tuesday that Liam Hemsworth is the most gorgeous man on the face of the earth other than Tans Watson. I'm not sure who Tans Watson is.
Hmm.
T-A-N-Z Watson.
I'm not either.
Don't know Tans.
All I know is if she wants Liam to murder her vagina, she may want to work on the spelling of his name because she tweeted him as Liam Helmsworth. So he may not be too inclined.
How far down on the list would she be of Liam Hemsworth's chicks?
Well, here's the thing. They actually have a bit of a history.
Really?
Back in 2011.
When she looked normal?
Liam and Amanda reportedly had a little canoodling episode while he and Miley Cyrus were on a break. So, just saying. She might know a little something about something, except for how to
spell his name.
Right. Yeah. Good news for TV fans.
People who spell stuff wrong on Twitter really get me.
Can you imagine, Kevin?
Man, it's my pet peeve.
Louis C.K. is coming back to FX. Louis, his show, will be back next spring for a fourth season. He will film the shows this coming fall. Since Louis does virtually everything on the show, including writing and directing and starring in it, even editing each show, he decided to take a extended hiatus from the show, but he is coming to an agreement with FX Network, so it will be back in 2014. You'll see more Louis episodes.
I like that show. It's so depressing and funny at the same time.
It is alternately funny and then devastating.
Yeah.
Yeah. More TV news. Russell Brand's late-night talk show Brand X has apparently been canceled by the FX Network.
Finally.
Oh, they finally saw it, huh?
However, they have just greenlit a live-action comedy based on his life, a sitcom that he'll be starring in for the network. So they're not giving up on Russell Brand yet.
Sitcom. Well, that means other people will write it, and it's not going to be left to his ad-libbing skills, right?
Reportedly, yeah. Scripted live-action comedy. And FX has also announced that they have gotten into business with Danny McBride to do a new animated series for their FXX comedy network called Chosen, C-H-O-Z-E-N. Danny apparently is producing and will voice the lead character. Chosen is a gay white rapper who's just gotten out of prison. So imagine Danny McBride running with that character.
Funny.
You'll see what's what. Edie Falco's Nurse Jackie has just been renewed by Showtime for a sixth season. That's good news. I love that show.
I do, too.
I do, too. And didn't they do a phenomenal job of basically throwing the central premise of the program out the window after the first few years, which is that she was a drug addict.
Yeah.
Well, and they've been able to make it
a drug addict. She's just not using
clean,
right
clean
now.
For a year, yeah. But, I mean, they just have managed to keep it every bit as compelling, even without that what used to run the show, which was the danger of her being discovered.
I think it's more compelling now watching her try not to use again. That has upped the tension considerably. And that show pulls in over 3 million viewers a week.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Does very well for Showtime. So no surprise there that they renewed it. And there was a major star sighting in Philadelphia, my hometown, yesterday. In fact, I have to say that there probably hasn't been a star of this caliber since I left Philadelphia.
Is that right?
Yeah. Brad Pitt. No, not Vera Abramson. Brad Pitt showed up in Philly yesterday. Shocked fans waiting to see a screening of his World War Z.
That's pretty cool.
They're at the King of Prussia Mall. I know it well. He walked out. They thought they were going to see an advanced screening, and out walks Brad Pitt, who stars in the film. Of course, the movie takes place in Philadelphia. That's the reason they decided to do a special screening there. And he started throwing T-shirts to the audience, but he really won them over with the following quote: "I just crushed a cheesesteak next door. It really is the perfect sandwich," he said, and everyone just lost their mind and loved him. So. He also had a spoiler alert. Things don't go well. It's big. It's bad. It's the most intense thing you'll see all summer, he said to the crowd. I can't wait for that. It looks awesome.
Me too.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. My buddy Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson turned 61 years old today. You know, I say he's my buddy because on the show I do with Kevin Smith, Hollywood Babylon, we have a recurring closing segment each and every week where we talk about how big his manhood is.
Right.
Yeah.
And that somehow makes him your friend?
Look, if someone talked about the size of my penis in a complimentary way each and every week, I would consider them a friend.
Oh, my God. Is it really that big?
Producer L.A. Reid is 57 years old today. Prince celebrates his 55th birthday. Gordon Gano of Violent Femmes turns 50. Eric Kretz of STP is 47 years old. Dave Navarro turns 46. Bear Grylls, 39 years old today. SNL star and comedian Bill Hader is 35. Actor Michael Cera is 25 years old today. And happy, happy birthday to one of my favorite all-time porn stars, Tracy Adams. She was a legend in the 80s and 90s, appearing in more than 290 X-rated films in her career, including some of my favorites, The Enema Bandit, of course, Wild Wild Chest, Dr. Hooters, Porn on the 4th of July, Bimbo Cheerleaders from Outer Space, Attack of the Monster Mammaries, and, of course, I Ream a Genie.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
A lot of good stuff coming up here on this Friday morning Kevin and Bean show, including the latest embarrassment for one-time American hero Buzz Aldrin. He's gotten himself into some trouble. I'll tell you about that coming up. And the Lonely Island is going to be in studio with us in the 7 o'clock hour. Very excited ahead of their new album, The Whack Album, coming out on Tuesday. It is so funny. You're going to have such a good time listening to those guys. That's coming up. First, though, Friday means it's time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies, Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Bunch of new movies coming out this weekend. Several of them will vie for the top slot, currently held by Fast and Furious 6. People are saying it may hold on again this weekend to be the number one film in America, so we'll see if any of these films can topple it. Probably the first film we're going to look at won't be that film because it's going to be in limited release, but it looks interesting. It's based on a very popular novel by a guy named Max Barry called Syrup, and it's about corporate finagling, using marketing and peer pressure to manufacture hype around products. All I know is it's filled with one of the most attractive casts I've ever seen on screen. I remember watching the trailer going, I have no idea what this is about. Look at those people. Just look at them, how beautiful they are. It's Amber Heard.
All right.
Brittany Snow. Kellen Lutz, right. And Shiloh Fernandez for the ladies. So Syrup is going to be in a theater somewhere near you. It's in limited release. You may have to work a little bit harder to find it. Here are some clips from the trailer of Syrup.
You know that she's not even a real lesbian, right?
Sex. It's biology. Sex appeal. It's marketing.
We take image very seriously.
I'm finding you very attractive right now.
What does this product taste like? As long as this thing tastes better than urine, people are literally going to convince themselves that they like it.
Actually, people can believe they like the taste of urine.
Really?
We tested it once.
Dark comedy about marketing and corporate salesmanship.
I like it.
Filled with hot people, so not a bad way to spend a couple hours.
They're smart to fill it with hot people.
Yes, they are. Also, opening up in limited release this weekend is Joss Whedon's modern retelling of Shakespeare's classic comedy, Much Ado About Nothing. Now, don't be scared off by the concept that it's written by William Shakespeare a couple hundred years ago, but embrace, rather, the fact that it's Joss Whedon directing, and it's got a great cast. Amy Acker, who's lovely and talented, Alexis Denisov. You've got Nathan Fillion in this film, Franz Kranz. The best way I can describe it is it's a Shakespeare play done with a very modern sensibility. There's no over-flourishy or dramatic acting. They use the dialogue of Shakespeare, but they deliver it in a very realistic, modern way. So it's palatable, I think, for a modern audience. Kevin, do I have you yet? Do I have you interested? Yeah, that's what I thought. Here's a scene from Much Ado About Nothing, where Nathan Fillion, who looks very funny in this film, he basically gets called an ass.
Come! Mind the... Come, naughty varlet!
Wait! You are an ass! You are an ass.
Does that man suspect my place? Does that man suspect my years? Oh, that she were here to write me down an ass. But, masters, remember that I am an ass, though it be not written down yet. Forget not that I am an ass.
What a terrible writer.
Who's with me?
Shakespeare rocks.
This might be a great way to introduce yourself to Shakespeare. If you're one of those people like Kevin who's put off by the idea that it is an older work of art, you may be able to embrace it given its sort of modern, hip sort of surroundings. Like Baz Luhrmann did with Romeo and Juliet. Kevin, do I have you yet? Yeah, that's what I
never going to happen.
The internship opens up this weekend. Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson together again as two salesmen whose careers, well, they've been torpedoed by the digital age. They 10 to become interns at Google.
But I like how high they shoot, just internship.
But to do so, they have to compete with a group of young, tech-savvy geniuses who also want to work for Google, and they are ill-prepared. Here is an idea Vince Vaughn has for an example in this scene, where he has an idea for this great new situation that you can find online. He's got a great premise, and he's trying to pitch it to people who realize that it already exists.
Nowadays, people are taking pictures, right? They have their phones now. They're out. Something catches their eye. They want to take it. But then the photo's just sitting there. What if they take that photo and instantaneously put it out there on the line and they share it with their friends?
That's Instagram. It already exists. It's one of the most popular apps in the world. Facebook bought them for like $1 billion.
Oh, no, no, no. Mine is very different than that.
How is yours something very different than that?
Because on mine, you're taking the photo instantaneously. You're putting the photo out there on the line.
Is it online?
Yeah, I'm putting my photos out on the line and I'm creating an exchange.
Yeah, that's Instagram.
But mine's more of a social sharing on the line that's happening.
Online.
That's all fine, but he's talking about something already invented.
On the line. On the line. Yeah, over and over again. This looks very entertaining. Sean Levy is the director. Internship at Theaters Everywhere. And also this weekend, what looks to be a terrifying film, even though Kevin thinks it's dumb.
It's no, called it's The Purge. A dumb premise.
No,
I can't
your
wait.
Movie is dumb, right?
I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait, but your movie is dumb, right?
This is my choice.
He said to Ethan Hawke, star of the film. Yeah, the basic premise is
dumb.
In order to do away. This exists, by the way, The Purge. This is a thing.
What are you talking about?
In Bolivia, there's a long-standing tradition of once a year they have these violent battles between tribes and clans in order to cleanse themselves of all their violent impulses so that the rest of the year there's no hostilities. This thing exists. This happens.
I'm going to fact check that.
You do that. Feel free. Ethan Hawke is the head of a family who is together in their home, well-protected on the night of The Purge, which is, as I mentioned, a night where anything goes. Crime is legal. You can do anything. There's no police. There's no emergency services.
Yeah, there's no hospital, even if you're hurt.
You're just 24 hours, boom. It's just no holds barred. And then everything goes back to normal the next day. So, unfortunately, one of Ethan's kids allows in a person who's desperate for protection. And by harboring that person, they make themselves the target of a murderous group of people that are after them. During The Purge, here's a scene where Ethan Hawke, he is debating with his kid about the validity of The Purge.
Why don't you guys do it?
Because we don't feel the need to, Joey. That's all.
So if you felt the need to, you would kill someone tonight?
Tonight allows people a release for all the hatred and violence and aggression that they keep up inside them. Okay? And yes, if your mother and I were so inclined, we would participate because it works. You don't remember how bad it was, Charlie. The poverty, all the crime. This night saved our country.
This is so dumb. This is dumb, stupid. Ethan Hawke, you're dumb.
I can't wait for this movie.
Well, I think that's the impression Ethan Hawke got when you talked to him. You, this movie's dumb, though, right?
I may have said that poorly.
Yeah, you may have. Anyway, it looks fascinating. Great science fiction concept for this weekend. So those are your picks. You got The Internship, The Purge, Much to Do About Nothing if you're moved for something a little classical, and then Syrup if you just want to look at Amber Heard and go, ah! I'm Ralph Garman.
Don't make that noise out loud in the theater, please.
Popcorn trick. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
We had Jared Leto on the phone with us last week talking about 30 Seconds to Mars playing the Hollywood Bowl coming up on October the 12th. He told us it was going to be the last 30 Seconds to Mars show in Los Angeles for, what did he say, a very, very long time.
That's and we said it, yeah. What does that mean? And he said, a very, very long time.
That's
and we said, thanks for the clarification.
I don't know what that means, but apparently there are still tickets still available if you want to go. Again, that's October 12th at the Hollywood Bowl, 30 Seconds to Mars there on K-Rock.
So Buzz Aldrin is a dick. Now,
Buzz Aldrin is an American hero.
Because why?
You can be both.
He's an American hero who's turned into a dick.
Yes.
Because he is a man who has given 60 years of service to his country, for the United States, as in the military, and then as an astronaut, and then walking on the moon, and then continuing to spread the good word about science in the years since he came back.
Then he got a facelift. He's punching people. He's hitting on girls.
Dumped his wife.
Yeah, I'm Buzz. He's all creepy now. I don't know what the story is, but...
But he's a phenomenal singer, though. He's a tremendous entertainer, though. That's what you're forgetting about Mr. Aldrin.
There was a Smithsonian Magazine conference this week, and you know I usually don't miss those.
Uh-huh.
Buzz Aldrin was there, and he was singing, quote-unquote, with Thomas Dolby. You remember the song "She Blinded Me with Science"?
Sure, yeah, yeah, big K-Rock song.
He had a very specific part in that.
She blinded me with science. She blinded me with science.
Okay, maybe that's what's he doing? Best read of those lyrics ever.
So then, later in the song, when he's supposed to be saying, you know, there's part of the song where he just says science.
Right, very famous part of "She Blinded Me with Science." Sure.
So it's there's just music, and then there's Buzz trying to say science.
Silence
or silence, either way, science or silence.
How do you mess up the one word you have to say?
The only word here, Buzz, is science. Silence.
Well, he is 83.
Silence.
So what?
Well, you cut old people some slack, Kevin. You better hope we cut old people some slack, because you're going down the tubes fast.
Oh, I understand
that. By the time
you
get there. All right. Well, we wanted to find out what we're missing about this story. Like, how did it go so wrong for him on stage the other night? So we asked producer Dave, could you please line up Buzz Aldrin for us? And I believe Mr. Aldrin joins us on the phone right now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, I'm Buzz.
Buzz. All right, please don't hit on anybody here while you're on the phone, Buzz.
There's a girl there, isn't there?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi,
on.
I'm Buzz.
All right, Buzz.
How on Dancing with the Stars, you practically
like
practically...
to ride on a rocket.
Okay. Oh God, no.
Yeah. All right. Let's
like
move on.
Like to send a rocket to your moon. You know what I'm saying?
Does that not work for you?
Or maybe travel to Uranus.
Okay. Just creepy now.
Yeah.
Just creepy.
Yeah, I'm Buzz.
Didn't take
all
long.
Right. Buzz, I know that you do a lot of personal appearances. It seems like you're always writing books and you're always a guest on talk shows. I saw you on Chris Hardwick's show a couple weeks ago on BBC America. You were very funny. But why are you – how did you end up with Thomas Dolby singing She Blinded Me with Science? What up?
Well, as you mentioned, I'm very busy.
Very busy.
But in between facelifts, I like to do entertaining from time to time.
But you're not a singer, though.
Yeah, that's my new career is singing.
She blinded me with science. She blinded me with science.
Science. You're just a yeller. Yeah. You're a yeller. You're not a singer.
That was my performance, and we got a great reaction from everybody there at the Smithsonian.
What about when you said,
silence?
About that?
Science. Yeah.
You
science.
But you didn't say science.
Yeah, I did.
You said silence.
No, I'm pretty sure. That's the right thing.
You know, I can play it again if you'd like.
No, I know what I said.
Okay.
All right. I have to punch you. I'll punch you.
I would rather you didn't punch
me.
You do
punch you, and I will F your wife.
Okay, take it easy.
That's how I roll.
Oh, God.
So, I'm an American hero, goddammit.
Right, right.
That's right.
But you're also...
I was a hero 50 years ago.
50 years ago, right.
Since then,
right.
I've just been... Just banging and facelifting. That's all I've been doing.
Well, let's not leave out alcoholism, too.
Yeah, that's right. I like a good drink. I like to hit on your wife. And I like to get my skin bolt tight.
Maybe you should have gone away after you walked
my
on
body,
the moon.
Actually, anywhere. Pull my skin. Anywhere.
Maybe Neil Armstrong had the right idea, which was just to kind of step out of the public life after walking on the moon. Maybe.
So to celebrate my new career, I've got my new album, Buzzin' the Hits.
You've got a new album.
Yeah.
This wasn't just a one-off, were you saying, with Thomas Dolby?
No, it was just the beginning of my singing career. And I think when I have a great career, buzzing the hits. I take hits from different eras, and I do cover versions of them on my new album, and it's all been wildly successful.
I can't wait. I haven't heard any of it.
You haven't?
What do you mean wildly successful?
Well, everyone's just raving about my work. It's uncanny how close I come to the original.
Okay.
And yet have my own interpretation that people just, when they hear it, they go, yeah, that's Buzz.
No one says it that way.
What kinds of songs are you doing? I mean, it made sense that you did this science song because, you know, you're
science!
An astronaut. Science, right?
Silence.
What other kinds? Is there a theme to the songs you're choosing to cover, Buzz?
Well, everything from travel. Of course, I traveled to the moon and back.
Right.
And also partying, because I love to party.
You love to party?
Yeah, I'm Buzz. I love to party.
What songs do you do specifically?
You guys play that AWOL Nation song, Sail, right?
Yeah, Sail.
Right, of course,
Yeah, I got that on the album. Whale.
It's not Buzz. It isn't whale.
Sail.
It's just sail.
Pale. Grail.
Okay, we gotta get you some lyrics or something. You're missing the point.
Sail. Yeah, I do that one good. I think.
Okay. All right.
So some of your favorite one-hit wonders I recreate on the album as well.
Oh, great.
I get knocked up and I put out again.
Nope.
I'm gonna wear a crown. I get knocked up.
Those aren't the words.
I only weigh a pound. I get knocked up, but I put out again. Look at me, I'm wearing a crown. I get knocked up.
Fuzz.
I put out again. I'll turn your smile into a frown.
Those are not anywhere near the lyrics. You gotta sing the right words.
Nor do you sound anything like the original.
Those are the words, and I do a great job.
Oh.
I also like, the rap. I love the rap.
You love rap music.
I love the rap, and I do this tribute to rap on the album.
All right.
I like big nuts, and I cannot lie.
No.
I got them pressed against my thigh. When a girl kicks you in your nads, and you dads and grads, you get tongued.
No.
I'm sorry, what were those lyrics? What were those lyrics, Buzz? I think I missed the second half of that. What? You want to try that one again? Buzz? You okay, Buzz?
The Lonely Island joined us in studio right after the top of the hour here on KREK. Very excited to hang out with those guys. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Friday.
Before I get to showbiz news, I do want to mention that The Internship, of course, is in theaters today, starring Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. And the people at The Internship made it possible for us to have our own KREK internship program here this upcoming week. You may remember the contest David King of Mexico was talking about.
Oh, those poor bastards, whoever they are.
It's just 1 week. Just 1 week as a KREK intern. Congratulations to Jordan from Stanton, California. He will be our KREK intern for 1 week, thanks to the movie The Internship with Vince and Owen in theaters today. So congratulations to Jordan. Or consolations to Jordan?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to check.
Can you imagine just walking into this place for the first time? Seeing all the...
It's the island of misfit toys
that work here. this is sad news. Justin Bieber's going to continue his tour.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
South America in the fall.
What did they do to him?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, it keeps him out of the United States. How is this not great news?
That's true. People in his gated community in Calabasas are probably overjoyed that their children won't be run down by a Ferrari anytime soon. Tour kicks off on October the 19th in San Juan and wraps with two stadium shows in Mexico City on November 18th and 19th. However, not everyone is happy because Justin has announced he will not be visiting Venezuela, Uruguay, or Peru. And the Twitterverse just went nuts in those countries when the tour dates were announced. People were just furious that he is bypassing their countries. Peru wants some Biebs too, for God's sake.
Oh, sure.
And they were all looking forward to getting a monkey, too, because apparently when he goes to your country, he brings a monkey and then he just leaves it there as sort of
his parting gift?
Little souvenir. Paris Jackson, apparently still mending in the hospital, still undergoing that 5150 hold. She, of course, tried to kill herself earlier this week. Just tragic news. Once the news broke that one of the reasons, apparently, that precipitated her breakdown was not being able to go to a Marilyn Manson concert. Marilyn heard about that and has offered her an all-access pass to any of his concerts anytime she wants to go. Oh, you're not helping, Marilyn.
I think he's trying.
But the family doesn't want her to go. And he's like, oh, come with me.
What's going to happen to her if she goes to a Marilyn Manson show?
Come with me. You've got a golden ticket. He goes inside. She starts licking snozzberries. I've seen that movie. And he hope you feel better, he tweeted. You will be on my guest list anytime you want. So maybe when Marilyn gets out of the hospital, when Paris gets out of the hospital, she'll be able to hang out with Marilyn and Twiggy backstage. Sorry, I have a bit of a head cold.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't understand.
Are there any Grateful Dead fans anymore? Do those people still exist?
Nope.
Well, if you are one,
they're all dead.
You're probably excited about the news that the Grateful Dead concert movie Sunshine Daydream has been retrofitted and restored in high definition and will be released on DVD and Blu-ray.
Excellent!
The film will premiere in select theaters on August the 1st, and then will be available for home video sometime after that. But people apparently are very excited because this was filmed in 1972, and it hasn't been seen in years. They found it sitting in a box somewhere, along with some falafels and some magic bags.
Okay.
I don't know. People in the parking lot of those shows always had these bags around their necks filled with magic talismans or something.
I got you.
I don't know what's going on. And Kris Jenner, she is wasting no time. She's already pimping her granddaughter.
Of course.
Word is she is busy trying to make the best possible deal for selling the first photos of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's baby girl. Kanye reportedly not too pleased about it. Doesn't want to generate any income off of his child.
How cold do you think it is in a room when Kanye's there with Kris? I mean, he cannot.
He just sits there.
Stomach her.
He just stares at her with his giant underbite, just furious, just seething. Well, she's just going, bah, 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 just grumbling on it. So I talked to People magazine today, and they offered me this, but I think Us Weekly. He's like, just steam coming out of his ears. And Robert Downey Jr. has not yet signed for the upcoming Avengers 2 sequel.
Really?
People getting a little panicky, including Joss Whedon, who of course, will be at the helm of that film.
Yeah, I would think that would be the major portion of that movie, right?
He is Iron Man in the way that Sean Connery was James Bond, he said this week. Which is not a great comparison because they replaced Sean Connery. He said, I have no intention of making Avengers 2 without him. I think everything will be fine, but I know that this is Hollywood and you have to roll with things. You have to be ready for the unexpected. So, the negotiations are still ongoing. There's no word on whether Robert Downey Jr. will return or not.
Well, he certainly has given a lot of years of his life to play an Iron Man recently. I bet he wants a break.
But he gets a break. He gets a year off in between these movies.
Is it that much?
He wants. Yeah. Look, do one more. Do Avengers 2 and then stop. But you gotta be in the next Avengers movie.
You have to. And then, you know, the next Iron Man movie. Yeah, maybe.
Speaking of money and movies, the Vin Diesel, Paul Walker opus, Fast and Furious 6, just passed the $500 million mark this week. Universal says it's faster than any other film in the studio's history.
Wow.
This is Universal. This is a company that put out the Jurassic Park films and E.T. and everything else Spielberg ever did, more or less.
Wow.
It's no surprise that there, of course, is another sequel to the franchise coming, set for next July. So circle your calendars.
Can you imagine how fast and how furious that one's going to be?
Oh, it's going to be called effing fast and freaking furious.
Right.
Out your ass.
I don't know how they can ramp up the Fast and the Furious any more than they already have.
They're traveling back in time. That's how fast they're going now. It's like Superman. Speaking of Superman, we got Man of Steel screening tickets coming up next hour. Not this coming hour, but the next. So stick around and listen to the Kevin Bean Show for your chance to win. Today's celebrity birthday is Liam Neeson. He is 61 years old today. You know, he is also in that film that I'm going to be working on next week called A Million Ways to Die in the West with Seth MacFarlane. He's the bad guy in that piece. So I'm hoping maybe to cross paths with Mr. Neeson next week. I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping he will.
You wanted him for a long time.
I just want to see if the rumors are true.
Right.
That's all I want
to
know. He is 61 years old today. Music producer L.A. Reid is 57. Prince turns 55. How do you know how old Prince is? How can you tell? He looks like he's 12 his whole life.
Yeah. Right.
He's 55 now. It doesn't look any different than he did in Purple Rain.
Totally.
Yeah, I don't know. You would have to cut him open and count the rings. I could find out how old he is. Gordon Gano of Violent Femmes is 50. Eric Kretz of Stone Temple Pilots turns 47. Dave Navarro, 46 years old. Bear Grylls, he's Man versus Wild, unless he's staying at a four-star hotel. He's 39 years old. From SNL, Bill Hader celebrates his 35th birthday. Michael Cera is 25. And again, I do want to mention one of my favorite porn stars ever, Tracy Adams, celebrates her birthday today. She appeared in such classic films as The Enema Bandit and The Enema Bandit Returns.
I don't want to watch any Enema anything.
The Enema Bandit is a classic.
No.
Listen, you don't know, man.
There are a lot of classics. I don't need to watch one with an enema.
What do you think? Does he show up, rob you, and then give you an enema? Or does he steal your enema and take off? What do you think?
Either way, I'm out.
Wild Wild Chest from 1997.
That's fine.
It was a classic. Dr. Hooters in 91. Porn on the 4th of July, Bimbo Cheerleaders from Outer Space, Attack of the Monster Mammaries, and of course, I, Rima Genie from 1991. My personal favorite from her over. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
If you are under 30 and you're totally cool, then you absolutely know these guys.
And they're out
the Lonely Island.
He's
and
one
Michael.
Of them. The Lonely Island.
We love the chronic. What goes up, Narnia?
One, Natalie.
To drink and fight.
What you need, Natalie?
To host all night.
Take a look inside. Is my
f-
in a box?
In my pants.
This really never happens. You can take my word. I won't apologize. That's just absurd.
I'm on a boat.
Just
say
so.
Just
say so.
In
the Lonely Island. We got my man Yorm, Keeves in the house, and me, you know who the F I am. Hey yo, New Lonely Island, 2013.
Ladies and gentlemen, Yorm is here, Keeves is here, and you know who that guy is. Lonely Island on the Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock.
Our whole lives just flashed before our ears.
That is an absurd montage.
It was so great. That made me feel really, really excited.
Who put that together?
Our guy Omar in the other room.
Thanks, Omar.
Yeah. Omar from The Wire?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Isn't that remarkably
weird? I'm glad to hear he's okay.
That series ended. He's here working for us.
Got a new gig.
Now, does it pain you guys? Do you feel like your songs are butchered when you have to hear us beep them?
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you guys are speaking an entirely different language than what we're allowed to speak, unfortunately, and it kills us. But that's, you know, that's
I was going to say, as soon as it started, I was like, oh, I hope they censored this. And then I remembered we brought Yorm with us. I was like, there's no point. I'm here in your room.
Well, the Lonely Island is here because their new record is coming out called the Whack Album. It's going to be released this Tuesday. It is the third. How are you guys up to three albums already? This is crazy.
There's just no shortage of ideas. You know, it's like an endless supply of great comedy ideas.
Great new ideas.
Am I great? Some of them are just so absurd. I just am curious. Like, I'd like to see the list of stuff that almost made it.
There's some
ideas.
The stuff that doesn't make it is so asinine and
some
like
of the
niche.
Stuff that does make it is asinine.
Yeah. I mean, so asinine.
Do you want to explain? Do you want to let the cat out of the bag on any of them? I don't want to start on one and then. But I have one in my mind.
You have one that you wished had made it, or
we can talk about one.
Yeah, we did one song that did not make the cut.
Okay.
We did a few, but this one's
we had an idea for a song. You know, in reggae, they talk about Zion a lot.
Uh-huh.
Sure. We had this sort of faux reggae track that was inspiring us, and we recorded a whole song, and it was all about Zion, but it's revealed very early on that we're talking about Zion from The Matrix. And, like, all the lines are like, you know, Agent Smith is ever looming. You know,
real details.
All
about
the parties are against fire code.
Yeah, it's really about the multicultural, like, dreadlock.
Yeah.
We tried to find all the similarities also between, like, reggae music and the Zion.
Yeah,
which is
really, it toes the line. Yes. But yeah, that's something that was not good enough.
How
for the
exactly
album.
Do you guys decide? Is it a straight up vote? Because three of you, so
that one just sounded bad.
Yeah. You all agreed
that
on
that.
That
was unanimous.
Not putting that one.
I mean, we've put out bad sounding ones before, though.
That is true.
Generally, you know, the three of us will decide, but we'll also play for our friends and stuff. And a lot of times they'll be like, oh, that's funny, but you can't do that.
We like it, but don't put it on the album.
Yeah.
Incredibad came out in 2009. Turtleneck and Chain came out in 2011. The new one, the Whack album, comes out on Tuesday. What were you guys all doing together to amuse each other before you started making songs and videos?
Kind of, basically the same stuff. We just weren't putting it to beats. But it was more or less
just a cappella.
Yeah. Just a lot of freestyling on the corner.
You have a guitar case out so people can leave a dollar.
We've been friends since junior high school. We all grew up in Berkeley, California together. Yeah. So it's pretty much been the same vibe since then.
Your bio says you started making videos in the year 2000.
Yeah.
That's like 5 years before you went to SNL, right?
Yeah.
We made a few things in high school, but they were mostly us messing around.
But I like to look back at the timeline because at 2000 is right when the, you know, music videos just died. And then you guys were like, let's do music
videos. Honestly, there was nowhere to put them. I remember showing my boss at where I was just an assistant, like a music video, and he was like, great, but what do you do with that?
There was no YouTube.
Wow.
He said, what do you do with that? And I went home and I was like, we need to make a 22-minute thing. We can kind of put these into it. And it was kind of like for television, basically.
For like
that
a half-hour TV show. Yeah. There were a few sites, heavy.com at the time, and like an iFilm and Adam Film and stuff like that.
Isn't it hard to remember before YouTube?
Yeah.
It sure is.
But also, people didn't have fast enough internet connections to actually watch those sites. Really, very few people could even see those sites.
You could almost say we were drilling for oil empty fields.
Why then were you making music videos?
We just had a sixth sense that there would be this
bastion of oil called YouTube.
when you guys are in high school, are you in talent competitions? Are you performing on stage at school or anything like that? Or are you performing at parties? Are you doing anything live?
We're not doing any. No,
bar mitzvahs?
Yorma was just making jokes.
I did doing theater.
Theater, yeah. I did some theater in Berkeley, yeah. But no.
What was the most highbrow theater that you did at Berkeley?
My dad's a theater director at the Berkeley Repertory Theater. He's an artistic director.
Name drop. Yeah. Tony Ticcone. I know my dad, you guys. So impressed.
So everyone hated you because you were in productions and didn't deserve it. Right?
Yeah, a few people.
Because you knew the director.
Yeah.
How disappointed is he in you now, though? You're almost serious.
It is, actually. It's funny because, like, you know, he works with people like Tony Kushner and, you know, like some of the greatest minds of our, like, literary minds of our of last, like, this generation, basically. And then I make songs about my penis.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah.
So pretty embarrassing.
Have you played him I F'd My Aunt? Have you played him that song?
I have been trying to avoid talking about that song with my family. I got a text recently from my uncle. I was like, so should I be worried? And I was like, oh no, I was talking about a different aunt.
Thanksgiving is going to be awkward at your house this year.
All of our houses.
To be fair, Yorm's aunt is super hot.
On the record. This is the voice of the guys in the Lonely Island here on the Kevin Beach Show. We're talking about, among other things, the new album coming out called The Whack Album. It'll be out on Tuesday. We'll be playing some stuff from it up here in a minute. Tell me what it was like when the joke became a reality and you ended up being on stage accepting an Emmy for Blank in a Box. Tell me how that moment felt compared to what you ever expected would happen with this nonsense.
I would describe it as the exact opposite of what we expected, but a pleasant opposite.
But right. Didn't you feel like
shocking?
How? Why are we up here? And how long is it going to take people to realize that it's us and then kick us out?
It's just weird that you can even print that on an Emmy, like that it's not censored on an Emmy. Is just a joke in itself. It's fantastic.
It's also you don't generally win Emmys for songs. There's a whole other.
Well, there's a good
award show for song for music.
Yeah. Right? What's it called?
It's called the Grammys.
Oh.
Did we win one of those, Keith?
No.
Yeah, don't worry about those. Great.
By the way, you could have said like eight other shows that you win awards for.
Billboard awards.
There's a deep pocket of those.
Now, let me ask you this. I think I'm going to direct this to Andy first, but please everybody weigh in because I've been fascinated in reading up in your current series of interviews that you really downplay your rapping and musical ability.
Yeah.
But you guys are really talented at that. Why is it why do you make it seem so much like you guys don't think you're good?
Well, we don't think we are. That's probably why. You know, we're comedians, and that's all we had ever really intended to do. So we kind of view it as we're delivering comedy through the vessel of music and through hip-hop and R&B and pop and stuff like that. And especially now having worked with so many, like, legit artists, you see what that really is.
You're at least as good as T-Pain, though. Come on.
No, T-Pain kills, man. T-Pain is a really good singer. T-Pain's a double threat, though, because he's funny, too.
And he can rap. On his mixtapes,
triple
he raps.
Threat.
But don't you hear a lot of legitimate, not comedy, rappers on the radio that you're just as good as, though?
Yeah.
But that's all I'm saying.
But that, saying but that doesn't mean
you downsell yourself.
That just means there's some bad rappers. There are rappers out there that are as bad as us, which is not great.
That's the way to put it.
But they're not funny, so then you only got
I wouldn't trade.
Exactly. All right, the Whack album comes out on Tuesday. So many great guests, and I know people always concentrate on that, but Robin and Pharrell Williams and Adam Levine, Kendrick Lamar, Hugh Jackman, Kristen Wiig, Billy Joe Armstrong is on the record.
Yeah.
Timberlake, Gaga, Too Short. So many great stars, so many great songs. We'll play some and talk some more with The Lonely Island here on The Kevin Beach Show when we return right after this on K-Rock.
Kevin Bean. New Kevin Bean theme by The Lonely Island. They're going to play it every day from now on. Contractually bound to play it every day. And they will get sued if they don't.
And we've played that every day since.
So
our lawyers have been listening.
Lonely Island in studio with us here on the Kevin Bean Show. The Whack album is available everywhere on Tuesday. It is their third record. Hey, so Saturday Night Live was a thing that the videos you were used to be on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not so much anymore, or what's the new arrangement going to be like?
We don't even really know. I mean, we still have a great relationship there, and you know when.
Adam Levine hosted. We did YOLO, and Lauren asked us to come do that one, and it was great. And we came on when Timberlake hosted and did a live sketch because that's what Justin wanted to do.
What Justin wants, he gets, right?
Oh, yeah.
In life.
In life. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you don't even have a choice.
Andy, you went to work one day when you were filming, I guess it was the three-way, where you're in bed with Justin Timberlake. I mean, that's what you're doing for a job that day.
And Gaga.
And Gaga at 1.2, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way,
between
you're
those
wrong.
Two, I'm picking Timberlake.
You're wrong about the golden rule of three ways, by the way, being it's not gay if there's a chick in between. That is not an appropriate three way, two guys and a girl. That is unacceptable. The only appropriate three way is two girls and a guy.
It says that in the Bible.
Is two girls and a guy?
In the Bible, yeah. Yes. Two girls and a guy is the only three way that counts.
A lot of people think the only proper three way is two girls, one cup.
Completely unrelated.
Nobody thinks that.
Yep. Yeah. No one thinks that?
I don't think anyone thinks that.
I bet you there's someone somewhere who thinks that. And that person is the cup.
It's a very happy cup.
You guys clearly have not seen the video. I don't know how happy I am.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it entails. I just have heard the phrase.
Yeah. Sure. So in other words, you probably will appear on SNL again next year. You expect there'll be occasions where there'll still be Lonely Island videos popping up or not?
Oh, when it comes to SNL, I never expect anything. But we certainly still love the show and hope to keep doing stuff there. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. All right, let's talk about some of the songs in the new album. What's your favorite? What's your favorite track on the new record?
Man. So many to choose from.
They're all so good.
We did one with Too Short. For us, that's a big deal because we grew up in the Bay Area listening to him. It's called
How old is that dude now, Too Short?
He has aged. I was in the studio with him when he recorded, and he did not seem that old. He was spry, and he was thin. And he was.
The rappers are growing up now. Yeah,
he's a grown man. But
he might be a Benjamin Button.
It could be.
He's going backwards.
Was he aware of you when you contacted him to be on that song, The Compliments?
We weren't sure, but in the studio, he seemed to know our stuff. Either he could have quickly seen it on his way over, or he really knew
Gotta
it.
Gotta catch
which,
up
which
quick.
Is, which is kind of amazing because we were listening to his stuff when we were like 10 years old, which is entirely inappropriate. But we've been fans with him for forever.
I remember him. I was a huge fan of his in the 80s. It seems like that's kind of when it was probably his most popular period, so I'm sure a lot of people were. But, yeah, he was terrific. And I thought it was interesting to see that you guys have said that when you have a rapper come in, you let them write their raps for you for the song, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, we'll like give them bullet points kind of under the comedic umbrella of the premise, and then it's really hard to write a rap verse for a professional rapper.
You know, tell us.
You know, with a singer, a lot of times they're used to having a hook written, and then they come in and make it sound pretty. Whereas with a rapper, their style and swag, if you will,
sure,
is kind of what their entire careers are based on. So to it's almost insulting to be like, hey, we wrote your verse. That's ghostwriting in a way that is. Not deemed okay. inappropriate.
Yeah, some of them take pride in the fact that they've written every word they've ever
did
said.
Did you learn that the hard way? Did you write for somebody?
And I'm not going to name names, but there are some rappers where we've done a verse that was a temp, and they went, no, I'll just do that. So it goes, and there's been a few on this record, the other one, and then there's some that come in, and we just bullet point, and then they kind of connect the dots and make their own, put in their own words.
Right.
But isn't it great, though, the sense of humor that you have discovered in some of these people that you have kind of trusted them to come up with something, and it seems like most of the time it comes back and it's real funny.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. E-40, like, kind of blew our minds, honestly.
Yeah, that was
his
first album.
Was really, really amazing on Santana DVD.
It's got to be fun for them, too, because they don't get to joke around much. No. Most of them, you know, with their raps.
Although he's pretty funny. Even on his own records. That's why we're such big fans.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Semicolon. You performed it last night on our friend Jimmy Kimmel's show.
Yeah.
We did.
Solange was not available, so you had Alanis Morissette in a schoolgirl outfit, which is something that I so desperately wanted to have happen about 15 years ago. So you did make that dream finally come true.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
How'd you hook her up for the live appearance last night?
We just reached out. You know, the premise of that song is grammar and its poorness.
Well said.
Well put.
I have a little bit of that if we want to play it.
I'll try it.
Here's a little bit of Semicolon.
Right under your nose, semicolon, mouth, opposite and north, semicolon, south, right over your home, semicolon, attic, hooked on semicolons, semicolon, attic.
So you call up Alanis Morissette and you go, okay, it's a song we have about grammar, but we think it's funny.
We think it's funny.
How's that pitch go?
And she was just like, I'm on board.
Well, she heard the whole song before we talked to her.
Oh, she did.
So
okay.
She knew that in the end that the pin gets, you know, taken out, and we realized that we've been
spoiler
using
spoiler alert
semicolons, yeah, right, incorrectly. I mean, the whole gist was a chance to talk about ironic and
right,
semicolon sort of in the same breath and be like,
brilliant. I didn't even put two and two together. That's very funny.
On the show, she interrupts the song midway through on Kimmel Show and says, guys, and these are actually,
these are
this
colons,
song's incorrect.
Actually colons,
these should be,
yeah,
colons or commas or whatever. They're not semicolons. And then
go,
Andy says,
yeah, I'm like, oh, so you're correcting our grammar. And she says, yes. And I say, I got to say, coming from you, that's a little ironic.
Is it the best song ever written about a semicolon, in your opinion?
Easily.
Yeah, I think we can say that with confidence.
I put it in the top five, for sure.
And
thank you.
Solange is great on the record, too, by the way. And that's the thing. That's what I was at, when I was asking you earlier about how you guys play down your musical talent. I mean, that hook that you wrote that Solange sings is as good as anything on the radio today.
Well, thank you. You should hear the temp version with me singing, and then you'll be like, oh, I get it. Solange is good.
Kevin, do we have time before we have to take another break with The Lonely Island here on the Kevin Beach Show? Do we have time to play Spell It Out, because it's kind of short, and I think it's actually clean.
Sure, we can play it. All right.
Anything we want to know about this before we hit it?
It's just, you know, it's just a song.
There you go. It's just a song from Lonely Island.
Yo, it's the Lonely Island. We got my man Yorm, Keeves in the house, and me, you know who the F I am, and if not, let me spell it out. They call me DUDETHETHAGSFORMONEYYBUTOLYASASIDETHIGRIGHT. MJUST SHOR TOONCEAMCHAVESTODOMYNAMEIS Lenny.
That's gross.
Yeah, when you spell it out, it sure is. How many cuts did you have to make to be able to sing that song, Andy?
I think there was only three.
I wondered that.
Really?
Are you Tupac? You just walk in and just nail it one time and walk away?
Oh, you're asking if I beast the booth?
Yes.
I was surprised at how well you did that, actually. Yeah.
Three takes.
That's impressive.
It. Yeah. Wow. I cannot perform it live, though.
Yeah, that would be tough. Yeah, that's a lot to remember.
I get to read it off a piece of paper,
maybe. D-U-D-E, the first four letters?
Yeah. And then I'm just like,
That is Spell It Out from the Whack album, an all-new album from Lonely Island coming out everywhere on Tuesday. We'll take a break. We're going to play some YOLO, by the way, with Adam Levine and Kendrick Lamar on K-Rock. And then we'll talk some more with the guys when we return right after this on the Kevin Beach. Along with Adam Levine and Kendrick Lamar, is there you guys have a wish list of people that you can't wait to come up with a concept that you can invite them to be on a song with you?
Well, we have long since said that we'd like to get Bill Clinton on a track playing saxophone.
That'd be sweet.
Just our dream.
Yeah.
Just some real sexy, sultry.
I feel like he might do that.
He's in LA today doing some event, so maybe he's listening.
Today's
right now.
The day.
I'm sure this is the station he listens to.
But he's just cranking it.
And Barbara Streisand, have you approached her?
We haven't.
No?
I've approached her just in general at like the parties and stuff. Like, hey, what's going on?
Is she cool?
Yeah.
Tell us about, we're talking about the Whack album, which comes out everywhere Tuesday, which is so awesome, by the way. And how many songs have you made videos for, by the way?
For this record specifically?
Yeah.
So it will be five.
We have a video we shot that we're going to put out hopefully on Tuesday. That's a big one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's coming along well.
Yeah, it's for Go Kindergarten, the song with Robin, and it has special guests in it that we won't say who.
Very
awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about Hugh Jackman and Kristen. Well, Kristen, obviously you know so well, but tell me about Hugh Jackman. He seems like a guy who's up for anything, and he's on You've Got the Look.
He is on You've Got the Look. He's, you know, he's got the Les Mis pipes.
He does.
And that song is sort of in the style of that band Cameo. Do you remember them?
Oh, sure.
Ow.
Sure. Oh, sure.
Yeah. And we...
Can I hear that again?
Ow.
Word up.
Word up. Word up.
Just a little can day.
Sorry, didn't mean to...
Can day, right?
He just seems like he has the greatest sense of humor in the world. Like, literally a guy who will do anything for a laugh.
He's a really sweet and funny guy, yeah, and he loves his life. There's people like that you come across who you're like, oh, I understand why you're a huge star. You're having so much fun and so, like, grateful for everything.
But you also come across people who are super successful, and that doesn't bring them any happiness at all, and that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, like Akiva.
Yeah.
This guy's a real downer. Just a real downer.
Real bummer. Yeah.
Let's talk about one more song for the record, and that is I Run New York. Billy Armstrong.
Oh, we're going to talk about it.
Well, yeah.
Also from the Bay.
We're going to play it, but we were hoping
Billy
play part of it.
Billy Joe from Green Day. You know, we've been listening to Green Day since we were in high school because we're from the Bay. They're from the Bay. And, like, even before the Dookie record, I was listening to Green Day. So for us, it was a coup to get him on. But we met him at SNL with those guys, and we had this song, and we wanted somebody who had a little bit more of a rock voice for it. And yeah, I just texted him.
Impressed.
That's the best part of being on SNL, is you get to just text the lead singer.
That's awesome.
That's the one crossover with my dad. My dad's worked with him as well, because they did American Idiot at the Berkeley Repertory.
There you go.
There you go.
Double name drop.
Had to get it in somewhere.
And I just, you know, I went there and just, like, I watched, you know, and I bought some of those albums with my money.
That's not a very good story.
You guys all have a giant. Get out of here.
Be gone, layman.
Name drop, fail.
Sorry. The song is called I Run New York, and here's Billy Joe, and he's singing about what it would be like to be the mayor of New York, right?
Now on the surface, it probably seems like I should quit, because I spend every day getting punched in the... But at night, I travel down into the subway, wearing chain mail, locked and loaded for gunplay, and battle the gigantic fire-breathing mutant rat. If I quit, who the would do that?
All right, it's not Billy Joe so much.
What happened to the clip with Billy Joe Armstrong on?
That's the clip we have.
Oh, wow.
Is it going to get there, or is it over right then?
That was over right then. I didn't
fail.
Not only that, but it was at the end of the song where it gets surreal and weird, so it wasn't even about any of the normal
stuff.
That's
our bad. We apologize for that.
Omar, if you're listening, send us in the Billy Joe part. We'd like to play some of that. What's it going to take for you guys, and I know you get asked this all the time, so please forgive me, what's it going to take to have a Lonely Island concert that people can pay to go see you perform on stage?
The lining of planets schedule wise between the three of us.
Have you put together a stage?
That's actually the main thing. Is that if we do a stage show, we want it to be actually good and not thrown together. And so it's less about the time it takes to actually perform a show and more about the months and months that it would take to plan an entire tour just to even do.
We've sat down and been about to do it a bunch of times, and basically the way we would want our show to be on par with, like, The Wall.
I see. Okay.
Or better.
So you've got low expectations. Good. We do a comedy show called April Foolishness, and every year we ask for Lonely Island, and we keep getting the answer back, which is they don't do shows. Get it together.
We want to do it.
Do it.
We've performed live, I think, 5 times now, and it's always been on live TV, and
which is
super just the way you want to do it. You want to do your first ever performance of a song where it's on TV and there's a record of it.
We're about to do it on the Guys' Choice Awards, actually.
Yeah,
that's right.
And we did the Kimmel one that you...
And it'll be the first time we perform that song.
Yeah. And we do a different song every time, so we can't even do ourselves a favor and get good at one song.
You're shooting yourselves in the foot.
Yeah.
Every time.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Your close personal friend, Weird Al, who I know you guys know and respect, you've seen his stage show, right? And how he does it with the videos and the costume changes and everything
He's
like that.
Great.
I should be very similar to that, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what you'd need to do if you wanted to kind of bring those songs to life the way you're describing, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it seems like he'd be the kind of guy to look at and go, well, it's possible, at least.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. We think it would be really fun, and we'd love to do it. It's just been...
You smoke too much weed?
Yeah. I wish it was that. We're always working.
Oh, God. Even you just saying that, I was like, man, that'd be nice.
Play a video game once in a while.
All right, we have I Run New York from the other room, Bean, if you want to hear some of that.
Yes, let's hear it. Now, this is what we thought we were setting up. Billy Joe Armstrong himself from Green Day singing on the new Lonely Island song, I Run New York, again from the WAC album coming out on Tuesday. Listen up.
New York, big city of dreams.
That's awesome.
There you go. There
all
go.
Right. That was him.
Are there Lonely Island haters? Do you guys ever see people on YouTube who just say you're stupid? Does that ever happen?
Yeah.
Everybody.
I mean,
you can't make anything and put it out into the world without having haters.
But your stuff is stupid. But
thank you.
But hilarious.
Yeah.
So anybody that's prone to hate, I mean,
I remember
you don't make it hard.
Very, very.
It's totally true.
Very early on when we posted stuff, like.
Pre-YouTube,
there was a comment that we always hold really near and dear to our hearts, which was, wow, it's the best of gay retard theater. And we read that one and we were like,
that's the name of your next album.
I was like, I think we did something right here, guys.
That should be the subheading.
That person didn't know that they were catapulting you forward.
Stoking the fire, yeah.
Well, we have been wanting to have you guys in together for a long, long time, and it's such a treat. It's so fun to have get a chance to spend some time with the Lonely Island. We want to thank you very much for coming into K-Rock today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
absolutely. The album is terrific. You guys are going to love it. It is called The Whack Album and is available everywhere on Tuesday. We'll see you guys soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We got passes for the K-Rock screening of Man of Steel, the new Superman film you can see on Tuesday ahead of its opening a week from today. That's on the way. Plus, we'll get you qualified for K-Rock's Festival Flyaway Destination number 3, the Reading Festival in England with Green Day, System of a Down, Eminem, Lumineers, Imagine Dragons, so much more. That's happening at 9:10. So a lot of good stuff coming up here on the Kevin Amin Show. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Well, you know, we're not just going to give them passes to Superman.
We have to earn it.
We have to get through a major obstacle.
And that obstacle's name is?
Well, some people call him Nerd Kryptonite because no nerd can conquer him. It's a weakness they have.
It's Ralph.
Stump the master. It's all.
It's Bobby!
No, it's not Bobby. It's someone else.
I just want to ask you one question.
Yes?
Why are you so good?
Well, I wish I had an answer for you, Beer Mug, but it's just, it's a mystery for the ages is what it is.
Frickin' awesome.
Hey, would you like to see a sequel to Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yes.
I know, sure. I would. Rob Corddry, Craig Robinson, Clark Duke, and Adam Scott are all returning. Jillian Jacobs.
Oh, awesome.
From Community will play the female lead in the film. The only person not returning, John Cusack. He starred in the original. He is refusing to participate in the sequel.
He was good, but I think they could do it without him.
No?
Yeah. He was good. I mean,
he was sort of the main character of the piece. It was about his travels, really.
Why won't he come back, Ralph?
I don't know.
It's unacceptable.
I don't know. He strikes me as a cranky guy sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he's not in for shenanigans. But,
It seemed like a fun movie to make.
Chevy Chase is going to be back. He was the Hot Tub Time Machine mechanic, remember? He was like funny in that. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to it. More movie news. Brad Pitt surprised a bunch of fans waiting to see a screening of World War Z in Philadelphia. Here he was. They were all sitting down waiting for the movie to start. He walks out on stage, says hello, tosses some T-shirts out to the audience. People who were there say he really won the crowd over when he started talking about the fact that he had, and I quote, just crushed a cheesesteak next door. It really is the perfect sandwich.
That's how you get a Philly crowd on your side,
that's pandering,
by the way.
Right,
yes,
there.
Absolutely it is. And it worked out well for him.
That must have been a moment of party.
It was a moment of party, Kevin. The film, of course, takes place in Philadelphia. Although, they doubled Scotland for Philadelphia.
What?
They shot the movie in Scotland.
And that made it look like Philadelphia.
Weird. Yeah, they doubled. Why? Doubled a city in Scotland. I believe it was Glasgow or one of the other major cities. Yeah, very much so. But that put a lot of people in Philly that put their nose out of joint because they could have used obviously the business to have them come there. But
it's Philly.
A lot of places now are now are going out of state to out of country even to film because the tax incentives and the production budgets are so much cheaper elsewhere. Tragic news for our business.
Yeah,
it's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
You're right, sir.
Can't blame the movie companies if they can save a lot of money to do it that way, though.
It's true. You know what else is tragic? One Direction just signed their fragrance deal. That's
all right.
One Direction's coming out with their celebrity fragrance. Is it just my hopeful attitude? Is it just my optimistic nature? But does it seem to me like One Direction is sort of fading, like nobody really gives an F about One Direction?
Well, they're between albums right now, so I think it has died down some, but I like to think they're on the way out.
They have a new celebrity fragrance on its way called Our Moment.
Our Moment.
Our Moment.
It is pink. It's a pink bottle shaped like a crown with the faces of all five One Direction members etched into the box.
That sounds so cheesy.
It's not the first time their faces have been etched into a box, by the way.
I don't know what that means.
The fragrance launches globally in the fall and will go on sale in department stores. So your little girl can smell like One Direction
without having to go on the tour bus after the show.
Smells like donkey ass.
That's what I'm saying. It smells like bangers and mash and sweat. That's what it smells like.
Yep.
Yep. Happy National Donut Day, everybody.
Thank All right. you.
What's your favorite donut, Lisa? What, if you had, could only have one donut for the rest of your life, what donut would you pick?
I like the old-fashioned chocolate.
The old-fashioned, like the round donut with just the chocolate frosting on top?
Yeah, but it's the old-fashioned kind, so it's kind of got ridges.
I understand what you're saying, yeah.
It's pretty yummy.
Yeah. Kev, how about you, man?
Lemon-filled.
The lemon-filled?
Powder-sugared.
Very strong. Yeah. It's a very strong choice.
Thank you.
Look at Beer Mutt. He can't wait to talk about his favorite donut. I'm not even asking you.
Oh,
you back
decide.
Away from the microphone.
I like all of them.
He was actually salivating like a dog hearing a bell.
Yeah.
You freak. Bean, what kind of donut is your favorite?
I think I like the... Is there one that has like a maple, kind of a maple frosting?
The maple bar is delicious,
Those are my favorite. Those are my favorite. Bar. Yeah.
I'm a Boston cream man myself.
Oh. Yeah.
Or the...
Nothing wrong with that.
What's that? The yellow sort of cream filled with the chocolate on top? Is that a Boston
cream? Oh, yeah.
I guess it is.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Boston cream. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty strong.
I ain't mad at that.
Bear claw.
No one asked you. Dunkin' Donuts.
Bacon donut.
Bacon donut.
Bacon donut.
Dunkin' Donuts. You know, Dave is one of those hipsters who's obsessed with all things bacon.
That's right. They put slap bacon. I said, oh, I have to do it because, look, I have fingerless gloves and a cardigan.
Dunkin' Donuts is giving out free donuts today is the reason I bring it up. So if you go in to buy a cup of coffee at your local Dunkin' Donuts, you get a free donut. That's a pretty good deal. Pretty sweet, Lisa.
Yeah,
see what you did there? You're unstoppable.
That's how you get it done.
You're unstoppable.
See? Yeah. Learn, kids.
And I did want to give you the good news that Louis C.K. is coming back for another season. He took a little time off, but it will return in 2014. We'll get new Louis episodes on FX. Goes into production this fall, and then we'll see him next spring. So it's a little ways off, but for fans of the show who are jonesing for it, it will return.
Or if you haven't watched it, you should check it out.
Yeah, sure.
Between now and then. It's a good show.
Brilliant.
It's super depressing and super funny at the same time.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Michael Cera is 25 years old today. Comedian Bill Hader of SNL turns 35. Bear Grylls, Man vs. Wild, 39 years old. Bear Club! Douchebag.
After you said we're not asking
I said I'm not
you.
Involving you in this conversation. He was on your shoulder. Like
I know.
Licking his chops, getting close to the microphone.
My shoulder is wet.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's not just from that.
Fantastic.
Dave Navarro's 46. Eric Kretz of Stone Temple Pilots is 47. Gordon Gano with the legendary Violent Femmes turns 50 today. Prince turns 55. Music producer L.A. Reid is 57. And actor Liam Neeson turns 61 years old today. That's a pretty good 61 right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. He can still rescue his family from Arabs.
He's got a very 61. Specific set of skills.
Pretty strong. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Super fun hanging out with Lonely Island, wasn't it?
Yeah. Those are the best.
Really enjoyed that. Some great musical guests next week here on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, Group Love is going to be here on Monday morning. They're going to be world premiering a brand new song for us, I think, in the 7 o'clock hour. Tenacious D also on Monday. And I think Tuesday, Jimmy Eat World is going to be here. Their new record, Damage, comes out that day. And I think they're going to be performing live for us. So Jimmy Eat World on Tuesday. So we got some good stuff coming up next week here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
So this is just crap show now, right? I'd tune out. There's a movie called Two Mothers that's going to come out, and it's about two best friends who are having affairs with each other's teenage sons.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Creepy.
So I'm your friend, and I'm going to have an affair with your son, and you're my friend, and you're going to have an affair with my son.
That's the deal we make?
Yes.
Well, apparently this is based on a short story about two women who decide to do that. They're best friends. They marry husbands that are compatible with each other. They buy houses next door to each other. Like I said, they're best friends. Each of them becomes attracted to the other's teenage son, and they decide to go for it.
Now that's bad. Right?
Huh.
I mean, when we're the voice of reason.
I mean, look, is it bad? I don't know if it's bad because in this case, and I don't know how it's going to be presented in this movie when it's made with Naomi Watts and Robin Wright, but maybe they all are fine with it. Maybe it's all consenting adults and they're all comfortable with doing it.
I did know a woman whose son slept with her best friend.
Really?
Yeah, and she was okay with it.
That seems weird.
I guess she thought that her best friend was a great lady, and her son was, I don't know, 16 maybe? And this would be a good introduction to him?
Maybe she could teach him a thing or two?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, it seemed crazy at the time.
We thought this was an interesting topic. I don't know if we've had this one before on the air, but we're looking for people who have, how do I phrase this, Kevin? You have had an affair with or had sex with your friend's mom, I guess, or your friend's dad.
Your friend's mom or your friend's dad.
That's what we're looking for, your friend's mom or your friend's dad. Because let's face it, if you're 17, the mom, you know, or the dad, depending, it can easily be 34, 35, 36 years old, can still be young, can still be sexy. You can still certainly be attracted to it. I mean, I can certainly see why you would want to.
It doesn't seem like a good long-term plan.
Well, right. It does seem like that. It does seem like you're risking your friendship with your friend. Yeah, absolutely. But I guess what you hope in that situation is that even if the younger person is attracted to the older person will say, no, no, that's inappropriate. You're friends with my daughter. You're friends with my son, so right. I'm going to pass.
Right. You would think, but yes. That doesn't always happen.
Doesn't always happen that way.
And right. You know our audience are the ones that have that are doing this kind of thing. So 1-800-520-1067. As Lonely Island once sang, I'm a mother love, you're a mother love. We should each other's mothers, each other's mouths. I'll push in that lid where you came out as a babe. Ain't no doubt this is crazy. Each other's mouths.
Oh my God.
So that exists.
We got to get Ralph in here because when this came up yesterday, Ralph's the one who told us about this movie that's coming out. He said that he had a friend when he was in high school who had a super hot and super young mom that he was very attracted to as well.
Wow, look at line one. That can't be possible. That's not possible, right?
Put that on hold for us, kids. We got to talk to that person. So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. You slept with your friend's mom or your friend's dad. We want to know how that worked out, if it was something that was done on the sly and they never found out about it, or if it's something that blew up in your face and it ended up costing your friendship with your friend. We want to know what the dirty details were of that. 1-800-520-1067. Steve, thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, man?
Yeah, that's happened to me quite a few times.
Quite a few times?
What?
What do you mean, quite a few times?
Well, when I was in high school, there was a friend's mom that every time I'd go over and hang out with him, she would always give me this weird look, and, you know, I never thought much about it. One day, I come over, and he kind of passed out. We were both talking, and we started having a glass of wine. Next thing I know, we were sitting in a jacuzzi together, and, you know, one thing led to another.
You weren't looking over your shoulder going, I wonder if my best friend's up yet.
No, you know, and he never ever found out, and, you know, that was...
Can we call him?
Steve,
I don't think that would go well now.
Oh.
How old were you, and how old was the mom?
I was 18, and she was 36.
Was it a one-time deal?
It happened twice. It happened one other time after that.
And your friend never found out about it?
No.
Can we call him?
And you said that this happened to you more than one time, more than just that one friend and his mom.
Yeah, there was another buddy's mom where that had happened once too. Same scenario where we had been, we had a couple drinks.
And is that kind of your thing?
No, it's you know what? These things always kind of spontaneously seem to erupt all over the place. When I don't know, like it just happened, not planned for at all. Tell my friends. You know, I wouldn't want to hurt my friendships.
Well, I mean, you're risking it, but as long as they didn't find out, I guess they're fine.
And is that something you think about as you realize you're taking it to the next step with your mom? Do you think, all right, how close a friend am I with this guy, and is it worth blowing it up for this?
The moms were extremely hot.
So yes, is the answer.
He never thought about it at the time.
I mean, I wouldn't want to regret it. You know, I had to take a chance, but, you know, I wouldn't do it again, though, with either of the ladies, because just out of respect. That was like...
Now,
you know,
out of respect.
Now that you've had them.
It's because alcohol was involved, and, you know, had I not been drinking, I'm sure I would have had a much clearer mind, and I wouldn't have made that
decision. You were 18, you would have done
it. Yeah, you would have done it anyway. All right, Steve, thank you for the call. We appreciate you opening up on this. Thank you. Let's go to another Steve. He's on line two, and he's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067. You slept with your friend's mom or dad. Steve, what up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You did it?
Yes, sir.
With your friend's mom?
Yeah, my buddy owed me some money, so I went to his door. He was kind of being a jerk for like, a couple months leading up to it, and I lent him some money. I shouldn't have. I knew I shouldn't have. So I finally went to his door to ask for it, and his mom came to the door, said he wasn't home. I didn't really believe her. I was like, all right, whatever. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to turn this around. So I asked her out to dinner that night. She didn't think I was serious. I showed up later that night, picked her up. We went out, had a couple drinks. And then went back to my place.
So you took your money back in trade?
Yes, sir.
From friend's mom.
Pound of flesh. Now, did your friend, obviously, there's no fun in it for you if you don't, you know, burn your friend with this information. Did you tell him about it the next day?
Actually, no. I kept it to myself for years. I think it finally came out to a couple other buddies when we were drinking years later.
Hey, remember that time when you slept and you're like, no, shit.
And how did he take it, even though, you know, it was years later?
I don't know. I mean, he was always kind of a vagina, so I don't really think. I'm sure he got mad and steamed about it, but he never talked to me about it. I haven't talked to the guy in years. It was pretty funny because, like, when I was 16, she was always kind of flirting with me and stuff, and then when I finally turned 18, she started getting, like, real obvious about it.
All right, Steve for the win.
Sounds like there are a lot of vaginas in that friend's family.
Thank you for the call. We're going to take the rest of your calls in a second. 1-800-520-1067.
So it's like Jerry Springer of today here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're taking your calls on you had sex with your friend's mom or your friend's dad. That's the topic on the table at 1-800-520-1067.
And this is always the conversation the day before. We should do this phone topic. You think anyone will call?
Yes.
I don't know. I think maybe. Okay, well, let's give it a try.
Well, sure enough. Give it a try, we did. Let's go to Liz on line 6, who's very much a goer and has an awesome story to share with us. Liz, thank you so much for calling and holding on. We really appreciate it. What happened?
No problem. Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi there.
Well, actually, I was 19 at the time, and we would go to my friend's dad's job a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He did, like, backdrops, like, kind of spray paint type stuff, and we would go there and just hang out. A few times I went on my own, and, you know, I thought he was really cute, and he just... what happened.
Now, wait, so a few times you went on your own. That's a little weird if it's his daughter, right?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, she would hang out there, so I went to see if she was there. And,
I
see.
So
you're 19. How old is her old man?
He must have been about 40, 45.
He scored! He's having sex with his teenage daughter's friend.
Yeah, he was a really good-looking guy, though. I mean, it was kind of everybody. I think everybody kind of had a crush on him.
One time? More than one time?
It was just one time. I kind of felt guilty because she had no idea. And I mean, he wasn't married or anything, but
Well, it's a little awkward if it's your friend's dad.
Yeah.
The
next time you saw your friend, I mean, I bet you could not even look her in the eye.
No, I was really embarrassed. I don't talk to her much anymore. I still hang out with her, and she doesn't know.
Can we call her?
You know, it would have been weird. If you had gotten pregnant, then you could have given birth to your best friend's little sister.
Oh, my God. That's no.
Awesome.
Being creepy.
What's creepy about that?
Nothing.
Love equals babies. You know that, Lisa. All right. Thank you, Liz. We very much appreciate the call. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle is on line 5, and she is up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Michelle. What's going on?
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi there.
Hey, so this isn't about me, but this is about my brother's friend and my mom.
Your brother's friend and your mom.
Right. So my brother and his friend were in a band together, so they used to always come over to our house, and his friend was all into my mom and kept pursuing her. They were about 17.
Now, Michelle, were you aware of this at the time? Were you watching it and going, wow, this is weird, this is gross, what are you doing, Mom?
No idea. I was 14, so I was, like, oblivious. Of course, I thought the guy was cute, so, you know, I was trying to get his attention. So he's pursuing my mother, and the next thing you know, when he turns 18, then they announce that they're seeing each other, and she was about 33 at the time. So
they were like a full-on couple.
Total couple. They've been married 20 years now.
What? You're kidding.
No, actually, it's been a little more than 20 years. I think it's been about 24.
So your brother's friend is his stepdad.
Right.
And what's their relationship like now?
Fantastic.
They're fine.
What?
I was kidding. Well, do you remember what your brother's reaction was when they went public, when the couple went public, his 18-year-old friend announced, hey, I'm banging your mom?
Oh, yeah, he was a little pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. And a happy ending, too.
Was he in the wedding?
Yes.
That's weird.
On whose side?
That is weird.
It is.
No, but you know what? They're really good for each other, and it's been great. It's been great for her.
Wow. I would never have thought any of these stories turned out great. I would think you would hit it and move on.
Hit it and quit it. Right.
Right.
Exactly. All right, Michelle, you have made our day. Thank you so much for calling. How about that? Michelle's brother's friend for the win, right?
How about that?
All right, we got to clear the lines. I'm sorry. Same phone number, though, at 1-800-520-1067. We're going to give you your final chance to see Man of Steel at the K-Rock screening, which is next Tuesday. It doesn't open until next Friday, a week from today, but you can see it on Tuesday if you want to call right now at 1-800-520-1067. We are looking for what? Superman trivia again, right?
That's right. You have to stump Ralph. So good luck with that. You have to come up with a trivia question about Superman in any of the forms, because Ralph knows all of it.
Okay.
And then we'll give you some tickets to the Man of Steel. So that's coming up next on the Kevin.
All right. So once again, Ralph Garman joins us in studio with Superman Trivia. Man of Steel is the movie. It's coming out a week from today. You can see it Tuesday at the AMC Century Theater. Man of Steel. Your free tickets at 1-800-520-1067. If you can, stump Ralph.
Stump, stump Ralph. Stump Ralph. Stump Ralph. Stump Ralph. Stump Ralph. Stump Ralph. Stump.
For Man of Steel tickets.
Stump Ralph. Stump. Can you stump Ralph? Ralph. Stump. Can you stump Ralph? Let's find out right now.
It's a little scary how much Ralph knows.
It's only because comic books and the world they create is the greatest thing ever.
Right.
That's the only reason I know so much about it. That's the only reason.
You're lucky you ever got laid.
Well, it happened later. Really, it wasn't in my comic book prime. I was not doing all so well. But once I grew up a little bit, then I was able to hide that.
Okay.
So right. pudgy teenage Ralph had plenty of time for comic books. Is basically what you're saying here.
And it made me a better man for it.
All right. Any kind of criteria? Anything that we need to know about the parameters of what we're looking for here, Ralph?
Well, I always like to steer away from minutia because obviously, if there's one tiny little aspect of a
fact, what color is the shirt the guy was wearing?
Episode 17. Yeah. You know, what was the key grip's name? I mean, obviously, there's things that no one could know unless you strictly know it. So try to keep it, you know, challenging but gettable. I mean,
okay.
Reasonable.
Let's start with Sam. Sam's on line 4. He'll get us going here with Superman trivia. If you stump Ralph, you get to go see the movie on Tuesday instead of Friday.
Right.
Hi, Sam.
Here we go.
Ralph, good morning. You're such a dork. You probably remember this. Stupid Lisa.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Sam.
Real quick, what part of Superman's body was used to clone the evil, what was the evil clone?
Are you talking about Nuclear Man in 4?
It's nuclear.
Okay. Nuclear Man.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, in 4.
In 4. They used a strand of his hair, Superman's hair.
Dork.
Oh, yeah. He's insulting you.
Lex Luthor used a strand of his hair, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously. Let's try Miguel
Which
v,
I always
hate
because he cut it with bolt cutters. I said he can't cut Superman's hair.
Oh, that's a good question.
So.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't step on Superman's cape either, by the way, Ralph. Let's go to Miguel V. He is on line 5, please.
Hi, Miguel. Hello, Stump
Miguel,
Ralph.
What do you got?
All right. So, Superman had a couple of love interests before Lois Lane. Which one became the insect queen?
The insect queen.
Insect queen was Lana Lang.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yep. His girlfriend from Smallville.
You know we're trying to give away tickets to see the movie, right?
You're wearing. A standard.
That's right.
Okay.
You can't.
I'll only give it to someone who bests me in the field of battle.
You can't throw it. There's no
way. No.
Let's go to our second Miguel. He is on line 6, and he is up next to try to stump Ralph with Superman trivia. Hi, Miguel.
Hello. I was wondering, in Superman the Animated Series, what planet did Kara come from, Supergirl?
His cousin Kara?
Yeah.
What planet did she come from?
I'm thinking this is a trick question. I'm tempted to say Krypton because obviously that's where they're both from. Are you not referring to the bottled city of Kandor, are you?
No.
Argo City?
They call it Planet Argo in the anime series.
Oh, we're going to give him Planet Argo?
Yeah, give this guy tickets because if that was in the anime series, I didn't watch it all that well, so I take his word
all right.
over it. So he got
okay,
that.
Wow, way to go,
you
Miguel.
And Miguel. All
right. I'm surprised they would fly in the face of canon like that, but if he says so, I'll give him tickets.
All right, let's try Alan. He's got a bizarre question on line 8. Alan, good luck. You're trying to stump Ralph for Superman tickets for Man of Steel.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Lisa May.
Hey.
Ralph, in an alternate universe, when Superman lands in Russia and inside the United States, what's the title of that comic?
Red Sun.
Ralph, you punk.
Sure. Everybody loves that one.
Yeah. But it's insulting Ralph because he comes up with the answer to their question.
Red Sun's a great one.
All right, let's try Sarbod. I think Sarbod.
He's from Krypton.
He is a Superman villain, I heard. He is on line four.
Hi, Sarbod.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, I was wondering, who are the people that replace Superman after Doomsday kills him?
The four Superman clones?
Yeah.
You've got Cyborg Superman, Steel, mm-hmm. Superboy,
mm-hmm.
and the Eradicator.
You are right.
Yeah.
You are a dork of epic proportions. All right, let's try Todd. He is on line five up next. I would expect
that Cyborg
this...
Superman was bad news, by the way. He turned out to be a bad guy.
You don't have to tell us.
Yeah,
I would expect this from if we were talking Batman here, but this is Superman. This isn't even like your main dude,
I
right,
know,
Ralph?
But love Soups. He's right up there.
Soups.
He's right up there.
Todd, do you have a question about Soups for Ralph?
First of all, what do you got against Batman?
Nothing. I love Batman.
Hell yeah, me too. Second of all, what are the effects of pink kryptonite on Superman?
In an alternate universe issue, it made him gay.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, pink kryptonite made him gay.
Yeah. I think I need to read that.
Pink That's kryptonite made him gay?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest.
Lois couldn't understand. What's wrong with Superman? What's going on with Superman? It's a very funny issue.
All right, let's go to Laura. She is on line eight. Laura is trying to win Man of Steel tickets. Stump Ralph. Good luck.
Hey, Ralph. When is Superman's birthday?
Oh, everyone knows it's February 29th.
Dang.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, wow. Laura.
Not even a pause.
No, that was kind of... That's kind of
all right.
Gimme.
Let's try Tim.
Come on, bring it. Come on.
He's on line two. Tim is up next.
Tim, Stump Ralph.
Ralph, in which comic book series is Superman actually a villain and feels like the Earth has wronged him?
Villain, the Earth has wronged him. You got me on this one, Tim. I'm not familiar with that one.
Wow.
It's a comic book series recently in the last 15 years called Irredeemable, where he actually is a villain.
Did you write it?
No, I did not.
I'm just checking.
Something in your own head, Tim?
No, I should have, though. I would be far richer.
I missed that series. Well done, Tim. You got me on that one.
All right, nice job.
Wow, Irredeemable. All right, let's go to Josh. I suspect this one's too easy if I know it, but let's try it anyway. He's on line seven.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on? What 90s TV sitcom does some form of Superman appear in every episode of?
Oh, that's Seinfeld.
Really?
Good job.
Yeah, Jerry's a huge Superman fan. It's somewhere in the background of his apartment.
I did not know that.
Every single episode, yeah.
All right. All right, we're running out of time, running out of patience, too, but let's try John. He's on line one. He's up next to try to stump Ralph.
Bring it. What do you got, John?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
When did Superman and Lois first kiss?
First kiss?
You want to know what comic book issue?
Yeah, what issue?
What issue of what comic book did they first kiss?
Yes.
Jeez.
That is dangerously close to minutia, but we have given away so few tickets, we're going to allow it.
Action Comics 700.
No, Superman number 3, back in 1940.
All right, there you go.
1940. Okay. Why did you know that, Ralph? It just happened in 1940.
All right. All right, John.
All right, let's take one more. This is going to be Cena on line 4. Unfortunately, it's all we have time for.
All right, Cena, hi.
Hi.
Stump Ralph. Go ahead. What's your question?
When in the Justice League series, when Superman gets teleported by Toy Man to an alternate dimension, who helps Superman get back to Earth?
Who helps Superman get back to Earth in an alternate dimension? Mr. Missileplex?
No.
That's not a thing.
Thank God.
Who is it?
Cena?
No, that's your name. What's the name of the person who helps Superman?
Oh, Vandal Savage.
Vandal Savage. Oh, sure, yeah.
Sure.
Good one. Never saw that episode, but well done.
Sure.
All right.
All right. Congratulations. Wow. You are also going to see Man of Steel on Tuesday at AMC Century City. What I love more than anything about giving away these tickets is that Ralph is out of town and can't go to that screening.
That is funny. Yeah, I'll be in New Mexico.
Ralph's going to have to wait to see that with everyone else.
I spin around the planet backwards and go back in time.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Stop, Ralph. Apparently, right after 9 o'clock, we're going to learn what mancercise is all about. How we can get fit through mancercising.
I'm not positive that you're going to want to do it, but you'll see after that.
We'll find out. First, though, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday morning Kevin and Bean show. What's going on, Superman?
By the way, not that I care about such things, but apparently one of our callers who we gave tickets to was full of BS.
Oh, really?
Made something
dick.
Up? The Irredeemable comic book
right.
series he was talking about is not from DC. It's from another company, and it is about a Superman-like type character named the Plutonian.
Oh, that's bogus.
Which is maybe the reason I didn't know anything about it. So that guy is a liar and should be Thorbald, in my opinion.
That's such a big liar.
He should have a hammer of Thor smashed into his gonads.
He's a loser.
So anybody sees him at the screening there, find him and Thorbald.
Just do what needs to be done.
Just do what needs to be done.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
That's what Superman would do. Oh, can you imagine if you had the power of Superman, what you would do?
First, I'd crush Beer Mug.
Well, sure. We all would.
With my pinky finger and my index finger.
But we're all so lucky that he was raised by good people in Smallville, Kansas, because the power to use those powers for your own gain would be an enormous temptation, don't you think?
Hey, Ralph.
Yeah.
Comic book.
No, real.
Okay.
I just saw the trailer. I see the guy flying around there.
All right.
His his dad, apparently the same guy who built that baseball field in the corn. Nice guy. Raised him right. Well, it's good news and bad news.
Let's have the bad news first.
Bad news, Russell Brand has a new sitcom that's going to be on FX Network. Mm. Good news, they canceled his late-night talk show, Brand X. So that finally is off the air.
That was terrible.
It was hard to watch.
Yeah,
it was difficult to watch.
But his sitcom might be okay. I mean, he's not a bad actor. We enjoyed him in Get Him to the Greek, right?
Yeah.
He was fine in that.
Yeah. Look.
I mean, better than...
You never know.
I'd give it better odds than his talk show.
You watch and you say, okay.
Right.
Or you don't.
He has some talent.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Just saying.
Ross just saying in his defense.
Edie Falco. Her show, Nurse Jackie, has been renewed for a sixth season. That is good news.
Love that show.
Over there on the Showtime Network. That show pulls in over 3 million viewers a week.
Wow.
She's a great actress.
She is, and that's a brilliantly written show. It's really well done. And while we're talking about TV news, Louis C.K. is coming back. The FX Network announced that they will bring Louis, his sitcom, back next spring for a fourth season. The reason there was such a big break between the third and fourth seasons is Louis does virtually everything on that show. He writes, directs, stars, and edits each show. So he needed a little bit of a break to recharge his batteries, get ready for next season, but it will be returning. So that is good news.
A little less than a year from now.
That's all.
Okay.
circle your calendar.
Okay. When somebody's playing a version of themselves on TV, I never know what the real person is like. Do you think Louis C.K. is as unhappy in real life as he appears to be on that show?
No.
No.
He's married. He's got kids. He seems happier than that.
I think he's got a little damage to him, but I don't think he's that bad. But you watch his stand-up and stuff, and he seems like he's happy.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Larry David? Miserable in real life?
Yes.
I think Larry David is probably the closest of anyone who plays themselves as the guy on television. I think he's very close to that.
And it's unfortunate for him.
You know who may not be coming back is Robert Downey Jr. to play Iron Man in Avengers 2. Has not signed for that sequel yet. Joss Whedon says he can't imagine doing it without him. I have no intention of making Avengers 2 without him, he told the Daily Beast website. But I think everything will be fine, but you know, this is Hollywood and you roll with things. You have to be ready for the unexpected.
Christopher Mintz-Platt.
Yeah, he'd be the best. There are still negotiations, apparently, Marvel and Downey. And Joss says he doesn't think it's in anybody's interest to do the film without Robert in the lead role, despite the huge salary apparently Robert wants, which may be one of the sticking points that maybe Marvel doesn't want to back up the dump truck full of gold bullion and leave it on his lawn.
It's hard to argue that he doesn't deserve it.
Look.
I mean,
look at 3, right? Iron Man 3. He's getting some ridiculous amount, like $50 million, $90 million. I forget what it was. Anyway, a lot. But then the movie goes and busts the $1 billion mark.
Yeah.
So. Now, I have a dumb question for you here, Ralph, but it seems like these days the window of time before a franchise gets rebooted is shorter and shorter. You know, Spider-Man comes to mind. Could they wait a couple of years and have somebody else play Iron Man?
Sure, they could. They did it with Hulk. It was just a couple of years between Hulk actors who
I mean, it does seem like that's the way those movies go.
He has such charisma, though.
But the thing is,
really difficult to replace.
You'd have to drop him in the center of an established franchise. You've already got Chris Evans and Mark Ruffalo
and you know, everyone else on board for Avengers 2, Scarlett Johansson, you'd have to drop in a new actor in that situation, which could be done. I mean, geez, look at the James Bond movies and what have you. But I think everyone is a little nervous about doing a movie without Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. And people are also nervous about Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys' new announcement that he's working on a new studio album.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It'll be his 11th solo album. Have you ever heard any solo
Not
album?
One, no.
Brian Wilson? As far as I know, he stopped making music in 1966.
Dean has them all.
Of course you have them all.
I do. I'm a big, you know, big Brian Wilson fan.
Well, he's certainly had massive hits since he left the Beach Boys.
He hasn't had a lot of radio hits. That's true.
And by a lot, you mean?
Has he had a hit?
Has he had any?
Not really since 1989. The closest he got was a song called Love and Mercy in 1989 that you still hear every once in a while. That was real good. But he, you're right. It has not been tremendously successful
no
for him
Kokomo.
As a solo artist.
It's no Kokomo.
And he wasn't even on that.
That's
he wasn't
right.
He had nothing to do with that.
That's right.
What is Kokomo, though?
It's that one from Cocktail, remember?
Oh, no, I remember the song.
Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. He wasn't involved in that one.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to one for the album to come out, because that'll give us a new bit.
That's correct.
Here's my new song. I hope you really enjoy it. It's called Sand in My Crack. Called Drowning in the Tub.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Michael Cera is 25 years old today. Bill Hader celebrates his 35th birthday. Bear Grylls from Man V. Wild, 39. Dave Navarro is 46. Eric Kretz of Stone Temple Pilots is 47. Gordon Gano of Violent Femmes turns 50 years old today. Musician Prince is 55 years old. L.A. Reid, record producer, is 57. And actor Liam Neeson celebrates his 61st birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are only about 5 minutes away or so for qualifying, getting on the standby boarding list for K-Rock's Festival Flyaway Destination number 3. With this time, it's the Reading Festival with System of a Down and the Lumineers and Imagine Dragons, Phoenix, Green Day, so much more. About 5 minutes from right now. And then throughout the day, you can get the details on how you can win at krock.com.
I don't know if you've seen this Prancer-size video. It is really spectacular.
She's amazing.
We featured it on, I believe, the last Internet Roundup. And you can go to kevinandbean.com right now or krock.com and click on Kevin and Bean. It's at the top. Prancer Size is this woman.
Hello, I'm Joanna Rohrbeck of Prancer Size LLC, and I'm here today to show you the 4 modes of Prancer Size. I've got my ankle weights in place, and my music's ready. So let's stop talking and do some walking.
So she has, I don't know, what is this, 40 years old being, 50 years old?
What, I mean, when the original video came out?
I don't know.
I don't know what the history is, but it could not be more timely, what with Psy doing his little galloping dance in his Gangnam style. I mean, I guess there are people out there who like to do those kinds of make horsey sounds and try to lose weight that way,
so
right?
So she sort of skips and sort of prances.
She prances.
Yeah. She really gets crazy.
We're going to really cut the noose and let it loose with the Prancer-sized gallop.
So you can watch that. First, that's at the bottom of the page at krock.com with Kevin and Bean. And at the top of the page is our friend Psycho Mike Catherwood. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Beer Mug is also in this video. And you guys have come up with what workout plan, Mike?
Well, it's Mancercise.
Mancercise.
Now, Mike, you're a guy who's been involved in physical fitness for most of your adult life. So when you see something like Prancercise come along to you, you go, hey, maybe there's something to it. Maybe it's a jumping off point. I can use some of what we learned in this video, right?
Yeah. I mean, when you see something like Prancercise, it actually just it makes a guy like me feel bad. I've been wasting so much time in the gym lifting weights. And
actually working out?
Yeah, you're running sprints, things like that. I should have just been engaging in Prancercise the whole time.
You sort of prance through life.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a very good point, Kevin.
Thank you.
Your Prancercise announcing style is what really caught my attention on this video, Mike.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Catherwood. This is my good friend Jonathan Cantrell. Our inspiration, Joanna Rohrbeck. She really changed our life. She changed our health. She changed our well-being with Prancercise. I know she's helped thousands of you around the world. We were so inspired by Joanna and her work that we started Mancercise. So we're out here in Venice, California. We're about to get started with some Mancercise. Won't you join us?
Let's do it.
Let's get the blood pumping with just some standard mancing.
Okay. Mike, talk about what you and Beer Mug are wearing in this video at KevinandBean.com.
I'm wearing my wife's exercise pants, like compression pants, and a shirt that I found in my drawer that I have no idea where it came from that says peace and love.
That's tied very, very pretty in the front.
Yeah, like it's tied like a pirate's wench.
And Beer Mug?
Beer Mug is wearing what appears to be tights. I think they're supposed to be tights. I don't know. It fits Beer Mug so awkwardly. He looks like he's about to go commit a crime in Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, he's awfully lumpy in those pants.
Yeah, and believe me, Beer Mug's awfully lumpy in certain areas, and I have to say that he's very gifted in one particular area.
Although he is wearing white pants. White pants, you're offering up your backside. And I think that says it all.
And he proves that the theory of white pants is true later on in the video, if you really pay attention.
the warm down, the stretch?
Yeah.
But first, there's a little bit more.
Ooh. Yeah. Take off the noose. Let's let it loose. Now that we've got the blood flowing, let's show them what we're working with. Embrace the pace.
Now, you guys are prancing around in this video you shot down there in Venice, and I don't know much about how TV and film production works, but usually it takes a long time to make a video, right? Like, if this is a 2.5-minute video, you guys probably film for 10 hours. That's how these things go, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's it like being in a physical fitness situation with Beer Mug all day?
I really like Beer Mug as a person, but there was some times where I looked at him and asked if he was joking or not, because he got really physically tired, like really drained.
Dude. Mike, you don't know the half of it. When he was here at the station before he went over to Venice, he changed. He put on some clothes under the ones that he was wearing, and he came back into the office, and he looked like he had just run a marathon. He was he was really breathing heavy and was, like, sweating, and I said, what did you do? He said, changed.
We had to stop two takes because he got cramps in his calf.
Did he get sunburned, too? Is that what I also heard, is he couldn't face the sun out there in Venice?
Yeah, and... And Beer Mug really embodies the smell of a man, too, especially when he's getting active.
Oh, no. Mugs, what do you remember about that day you shot with Mike for the Mancercise video?
Well, Mike pretty much summed it up. I mean, there was a point in time where, yeah, I was shamefully out of breath after 45 seconds, and Mike looked me dead in the eyes in the between takes, and he says, listen, Mugs, it's 45 seconds. Toughen the F up.
Because Mike knows it's just going to be a quick little dumb video, right. And he doesn't want to be out there all day because you can't go 45 seconds.
Exactly.
And we're filming this video in Venice, right there, like, in the middle of the canals. There was a lot of tourists.
Yeah, but nobody thinks anything about that in Venice.
Well, I didn't think anything of it, but it's so funny that I have people there that are filming us on purpose, and I'm doing, you know, Beer Mug and I are doing all this wacky stuff. But you got so embarrassed when anybody else started taking pictures of you. Like, you know, I got so conscious of myself in that outfit dancing around.
Yeah.
When, like, German, or French tourists came by and started snapping pictures. They probably thought we were filming something important, but...
No, they're probably just gay porn.
The video is hilarious. Again, it's called Mancercise. If you want to see our friend Mike Catherwood, co-host of Loveline here on KROQ, along with our own Fat Beer Mug, who's just running around in ridiculous clothing.
They're prancing.
Are definitely prancing. And Mike, you've been around physical fitness a long time that I feel like I can ask you this question. It's shocking that Beer Mug is in his 20s, right?
Yeah, for sure. And you know why it's even worse? There's plenty of guys Beer Mug's age that are really out of shape and can lose a couple pounds. But Beer Mug, just like 3 or 4 years ago, Beer Mug was actually in pretty good shape. That's why it's even more shocking for me, is I remember filming like MMA Beer Mug, and I remember working out with Beer Mug and Nicole Alvarez, and like there was a time and a place not too long ago where Beer Mug was really in good shape.
But it was really he was bright for 1 second and then just went right back to fat.
Yeah, he
he shined hot and bright for just a brief moment.
That was it.
That was the day. That was
it's like
day.
It's like working on the except for, with the exception of Mike, who obviously always stayed in shape. But it, I feel like for Beer Mug, working on the Kevin and Bean show is like what happens to presidents when they're in the Oval Office during their first term. You know how they they age like 25 years in four.
So true.
Yeah, it really it puts years on you. But I had to fall back on a lot of surgery, guys, to really keep it all together.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Well, you did a terrific job with this video. It is very, very funny. I do hope that somehow Joanna Rohrbach, who made the original Prancercise video, I do hope at some point she sees it. I'd love to know what she thinks about it.
Beer Mug and I are hoping to film Two Guys, One Prance.
Yeah! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:42.
Just saying, Kendra, if you won't fire him, I'm going to HR. That's all. I'll get some action around here.
I don't blame you. I'll sign whatever petition is going around, Ralph. Kendra Burks from Covina is listening to the Kevin and Bean Show today. Usually not a good idea, but it worked out for her because she qualified for the Reading Festival in England with Green Day and System of a Down, Eminem, so much more. We got that for you again at 12:10 today with our little friend Kat Corbett, and then again at 3:10, whoever's on then, and then 6:10. I don't even know if we have a show at 9. You can get all the details. I think we do. The station's dark at sunset.
Nah, it's Nicole.
You get your chance to get on the standby boarding list a few more times today. Get all those details at krock.com. It's Friday. Ralph is here with our final showbiz beat of the week. Ralph, what's going on?
Kendra Burks.
Yeah.
Sounds hot.
Do you think so? Kendra Burks?
Kendra Burks. Sounds like a porn star.
All right. Congratulations, Kendra.
Kendra Borks. That doesn't work.
No. Yeah.
Kendra Bonks.
No.
Again. Kendra Boinks. Okay. Am I getting close?
You might be off topic a little.
This Amanda Bynes.
Yes.
I don't like to speculate. I don't like to step outside the bounds of good journalism.
But yeah, that's you.
But I'm thinking she may have a mental problem or two.
AmandaPlease.com.
I'm just saying.
Why now?
I don't know. I just get a sense. Just reading all these articles about her the past couple of months, I get the sense that maybe she's not mentally healthy.
And it's not funny as much as it is sad?
Oh, no, it's hysterical. Don't get
okay,
me wrong.
Good.
I'm just saying.
I want to be able to laugh.
I'm just taking a flyer here saying she may not be all there.
Hmm.
You know, she was in love with Drake. Drake, the rapper Drake.
Yep.
Famously, she was talking about how hot he was and how she loved him. And famously, she tweeted, "I want Drake to murder my vagina."
Yes.
Well, that's all over with.
Is he taking the bait, by the way?
He did not take the bait, as far as I know.
Her vagina's still alive?
Her vagina's still living, if you can call that living. And but she's off the Drake tip now. She's off the Drake train.
Okay.
Drake train is in the station.
Has she jumped onto another train?
Well, let me get through Drake first.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, she tweeted, "Drake has the ugliest smile, ugly gums. Uneven,
what? She turned on him.
Uneven teeth, ugly eyes."
So this is like if a girl won't go out with you, then you've just decided that you don't like her anymore and she's a bitch
because
she said no, right.
And then she tweeted afterwards, "I won't deny calling Drake ugly." As if someone challenged her.
Someone calling you on that?
Yeah.
What voices in her head is she having these conversations with?
What happened to vagina murder?
Right.
Not to mention, she's clearly hideous compared to what she used to be, and she can do nothing but call people ugly.
That's her favorite insult. As if that
sure
somehow relates to your worth, is the quality of attractiveness you may
well,
be,
it does.
Be blessed
like
with.
Crazy. I hope that totally does.
So now no longer on Drake. She's got a new man in her life now. Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, lucky man.
Yes. He is the new source of her admiration. She calls him gorgeous.
Until tomorrow when she calls him ugly.
Well, I don't know. This may
Look,
be the real deal. She said about the Hunger Games actor that he is gorgeous and is hotter than Tans Watson.
Oh, Tans. He or she is super hot.
Most gorgeous man on the face of the earth other than Tans Watson.
Look, I'm sure
we did
Liam
a research and turned out that
you did.
Started a movie called LOL with Miley Cyrus.
Oh, okay. That All movie right. that made like $400 the whole time it was in
yes,
theaters.
Yes.
Liam Hemsworth is not going to, there's no way he's going for this, obviously, but we can't predict his crazy taste either because he has been dating Miley Cyrus for like 2 years,
well,
right?
Yes, right. Ordinarily, I would say maybe, but I think he may actually not be interested in Amanda Bynes, since she did call him Liam Hemsworth in her tweet.
So I think she put an L in there.
Yeah, if you don't get the guy's name right, he may not be interested in murdering your vagina. I'm just saying, that's standard operational procedure, right?
Well, I would think so.
He might cripple your vagina, but he won't murder it.
He won't enjoy it either.
How and when does this Amanda Bynes story end, you guys?
How does the story end?
Well, I hope she gets into some treatment and gets some meds or whatever it is she needs and balances out.
I think it ends in the movie of my mind, her in the corner of a padded room
in a straight jacket,
wearing her blonde wig,
right,
pulled down over her eyes,
askew. It's a little off.
It's a little off,
right?
And her just screaming, "He did it! He murdered my vagina!"
So you see, you see an American Horror,
and then a slow pan back, just pulling back. The camera just pulls back and pulls back and pulls back, and the white room looks just infinite. We never see the corner. We never see the sides of it.
I like your ending better.
Yeah.
This is Buffy in the mental institution, right? Basically, or American Horror Story last year. You think she ends up just going crazy, losing her mind, and never heard from again?
Yes.
Wow. Sad.
And then you just see an orderly just slowly sliding the metal window closed, and we just hear the muffled screams of Amanda Bynes from the inside.
And then you hear the website that Bean has.
And then it says the end, and then ? Shows up. And then we're open for the sequel where she escapes.
Takes everybody down with her.
Yep.
Including Liam Hemsworth.
Kris Jenner is busy pimping her granddaughter, just like any good grandmother would be. She is off wheeling and dealing for the first rights to the photos of Kim and Kanye West's little baby girl that is due any day now. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just looking at Kim. She's got to be due.
I would think so. I don't know what the date is, but
Kanye reportedly doesn't want to generate any income off his child until, of course, he can feature it on a song. But Chris is not listening to Kanye, and apparently is in negotiations with several tabloids, seeing who will give them the best offer for the first photos.
I would think if he really doesn't want that he would be upset with her.
I would, too, if I thought he actually cared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of a whore.
I don't know if he's been in the same zip code as his pregnant girlfriend for months now, so who knows. Paris Jackson. This week, of course, the story was that the daughter of Michael tried to kill herself because one of the reasons, they say, was because she was not allowed to go to a Marilyn Manson concert from her family. Would not let her leave, so he was slamming doors and screaming and was very upset the evening before her suicide attempt. Marilyn Manson reportedly heard about that story and has offered Paris an all-access pass to any of his concerts. He tweeted, "I hope you feel better. You will be on my guest list anytime you want." So, good. Create more tension with the family. Well done, Marilyn Manson. Well done. But he said, "No, you're not going."
But he invited me specifically.
No! And Justin Bieber will tour South America in the fall. Sorry about that, friends to the South. Not everyone's happy about it, however. The shows are so far are October in San Juan. Two stadium shows in Mexico City on November 18th and 19th. But he has announced he will not be stopping in Venezuela, Uruguay, or Peru. And reportedly, the Beliebers down there are just going crazy, just furious that he won't be stopping.
They don't know that it's good for him yet.
Yeah, really. You're better off.
Ralph, you didn't mention anything about it today, but speaking of traveling, what do you think about Justin Bieber being the latest to sign up for the Virgin Airlines into space trip for $200,000?
I'm all for it.
Hope it's one way.
It's got to be an airlock up there they can kick him out of, right?
Yeah, I was thinking, do we want... I first thought I had was, well, you know, sometimes there are tragedies in space where they don't come back, they blow up.
There's a lot of good celebrities up there, too.
But then you don't want to lose Leonardo DiCaprio, but then you do want to lose Ashton Kutcher because he's also on board. So, I mean, I'm conflicted now.
Yeah, we need
Is it worth losing Leonardo DiCaprio if you can lose Ashton Kutcher and Justin Bieber?
Wow, that might be a trade.
Yeah, that's a twofer.
See? That's what I'm saying.
I think
it's a tough one.
I think we got enough good performances from DiCaprio. I think we got a nice body of work.
We'll let him go.
We'll be able to look back on and say, "Oh, then the man did good work."
He's going out on top with the Gatsby movie. That was a big hit for him, right?
Did a really nice job. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're in.
Okay,
but I'm saying there's got to be an airlock or something we can toss those guys. We don't have to lose the whole crash.
I agree. It's like it's like you're on a cruise ship. You just push them overboard.
That's right.
There's got to be a way to do it one by one.
Open the pod bay doors now, and out they go. And then it's like Schwarzenegger in Total Recall. Blah, 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 and their eyes pop out of their head and everything. You're the best.
I know that the opinion of the program is that if Bieber does it, it's a douche move. But if you had the kind of money Bieber has, would you guys be interested at all in the $200,000 for the trip into space?
Even with Bieber money, it seems like a tremendous waste of time and money. Because you're not really going anywhere. You just leave the atmosphere, right? And then you tool around outside where... You look at the stars, and then you come back down again.
They pretty much have to tell you when you're in space or not.
And now we're in space. Right. I mean, congratulations. And now we're back into the atmosphere, and we're going home.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. It'd be different if you got to go to the moon or something.
Right, of course.
If they had like a Starbucks there or something.
Starbucks on the moon?
Get yourself a nice Venti Frappuccino light. No whip. But, your destination, but just to cruise around.
So this doesn't seem worth it to you guys.
Not to me.
Not to me.
You would do it, though, wouldn't you, B?
I totally would.
Yeah.
It's not even like a cruise ship. It's not. There's no casino on board. There's no discotheque. There's no buffet.
Well, I think the entertainment is what's outside your window.
You're sitting there in a seat. You're buckled in, and that's it. That's for it for you.
But I think looking down at the Earth is the entertainment that you're paying for.
You don't know, man, because you weren't there.
I got pictures.
Yeah,
they
do.
Pictures of that.
Plus, you have to hear small talk between Justin Bieber and
Ashton Kutcher.
And you couldn't lead. You couldn't move.
Bro, I totally love 2.5 Men. Bro, I totally love Baby.
A lot of that. It's a hell trip.
Today's celebrity birthdays. L.A. Reid is 57 years old today. Producer. And, of course, he was the judge on X Factor.
Sure.
For a while there. Prince is 55. Gordon Gano of the Violent Femmes turns 50. Eric Kretz of STP is 47. Guitarist Dave Navarro, 46. Bill Hader from SNL is 35. Michael Cera is 25 years old today. Liam Neeson, legendary actor Liam Neeson, an Irishman after my own heart. He is 61 years old today. You know, legend has it, he is one of the best endowed actors of our generation.
Correct.
No one that I know of ever had the guts to ask him this question until he got on the Andy Cohen show on Bravo, and the man finally was able to put the question to Liam Neeson. I was very proud of this for him. Nope, you got nothing.
I don't. I'm looking at.
What's Beer Mug doing there? What's he looking at? No, nothing.
Bear Claw.
I don't think Bear. I'm thinking about donut. National Donut Day.
Did you send in one that we were supposed?
Yeah, we were supposed to have that audio.
Who knew?
But
there it is.
Oh.
Okay, you ready?
It's a typical Friday here on the Kevin
Fire
Show.
Beer Mug.
So you want to set it up again or just roll it?
I don't think I could. I'm out of breath.
Rumor has it that you are unequivocally the most well-endowed person in Hollywood. True or false?
I'm right here, so you can't lie.
Well, I'm told Willem Dafoe and myself are kind of there.
Neck and neck? Very good. Give it up for Liam Neeson, everyone.
The appropriate term is head to head.
Okay. Head to head.
That was Ethan Hawke there giving the color commentary. Yeah. Head to head being a problem.
By the way, if that's the question, then you answer yes.
What else is he going to say?
I mean, really, you don't go, nope, not really.
At least he threw Willem Dafoe a bone, which I thought was nice.
Right.
No pun intended.
He's got his own bone.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe has got a baby's arm holding an apple.
But we could all give Beer Mug credit for making that a smooth transition into
Correct.
The clip, though, right?
As always, he's right there.
A little heads up next time. Maybe.
I just assumed you would have the audio there at hand, but this is what I know.
Fire Beer Mug.
Beer Claw!
And of course, we've celebrating all day long the birthday of legendary porn star Tracy Adams. Want to give her a shout out. She appeared in over 290 X-rated films in her career, including some of our favorites, Attack of the Monster Mammaries, Bimbo Cheerleaders from Outer Space, Porn on the 4th of July, Dr. Hooters, Wild Wild Chest, I Rima Genie, and of course the Enema Bandit and the Enema Bandit Returns, which I think is...
Returns was better for
Returns,
me.
It was one of the few sequels that I thought was actually surpassed the
really
original.
Better.
I'm Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Jimmy Eat World next week. We also have on Monday Tenacious D.
Yes!
In the studio, and we got a world premiere from Group Love, who will also be joining us on Monday morning.
Too big.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Must have been a moment of party.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I find that offensive.
Roll another one.
This is it. I mean, this is really it.
Just like the other one.
party going?
I need another year.
94.3, it's KMGX Magic FM. Hi, Lisa May here. I'm in for Natalie Windsor today, and I'm going to be with you right up until 3. It's awfully nice to have you along.
Fire Beer Mug.
Fire Lisa.
Roll another one.
When are you going to let me tap that ass?
Just like the other one.
Holy mackerel.
This one seems to be about
a balloon.
From the one guy that joined.
Jesus H. Christ in a chicken basket.
Just pass it around.
Want a banana, you hot little monkey bitch?
From the one guy that joined, my friend.
That's what I gotta say.
Just pass it on down.
What the f***, man? You don't know. You know what? No. No. You guys are dead to me. You're dead. Dead to me. That's it. I'm done. F*** you.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I think we've all seen enough.
You've wasted all those hours. F*** you. And thank you so much. You've been so helpful. Now get the f*** out of the way.
He gone, and this ball game is over. Yes, yes, yes.
Now let's go get some pink.